online, radio, and TV. Online, radio, and TV.
Welcome to the next level.
From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo. This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen up. It will be assumed that you were at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show contest, then you must meet the criteria of the contest rules found online at Duo.com. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes. Thanks and have a great holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To the Seth and Colby Show. It's a very sad time.
Sad indeed, sir.
We lost one of our own.
Fallen soldier. In the line of battle.
Soldier might be a little.
Hey.
He did attack a few plates.
He was a soldier of war.
He was. He fought
war and
the war of obesity. And having legs too small to support his massive...
The Battle of Pizza Hut.
The Battle of Hamburger Hill. Well, Taps didn't last as long as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that was a little short. A little short. There we go.
There we go. Better. Oh, God. Buster.
Buster.
Buster, you leave us too soon. How can we live without you, Buster? All right, so we thought we'd open the show today with a little memorial service for Buster.
A little bit.
Although we decided that little probably wasn't big enough in all actuality, because Buster was a massive, massive dog.
Massive.
But he was also the best dog.
He was so.
What's your favorite
dog-like?
What's your favorite memory of Buster?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I know my favorite memory of Buster. Pretty sure everyone knows my favorite memory of Buster.
Ate that entire pizza?
But that's a pretty good one. I hadn't heard that story.
Yeah, but
maybe that's your favorite moment.
Yeah, there was one time in my old room upstairs where we had an entire pizza left out from the night before. He got in there.
The
box was on
the floor. What company?
Pizza Hut.
Okay, so it was a big pizza.
Yeah, it was a big pizza. A large...
Come back
into my room. It's all gone.
Pizza.
Box is empty. He's working on the last piece when we walk in.
How does a dog that size eat an entire pizza,
dude,
man?
I don't understand
that doesn't
it.
Feel physically possible.
I can't believe he ate entire, like a pizza fit inside that dog. I don't get it.
That doesn't make sense. If we took a pizza and wadded it up, I don't think we could make it smaller than that dog.
I don't think so. He was fat, but I mean,
yeah,
he's
he was
a wiener
fat,
dog.
Yeah. And I think my favorite memory is the time where we were in your kitchen, and your mom, I don't remember what she was doing. I'm sure she was cooking or something. Maybe she was getting us a plate for a snack. And it's hard for me to tell the story, but she got a paper plate, and one fell to the floor, and Buster out of nowhere, the fattest dog on the planet, you know, maybe 6 inches high, 10 inches long, 400 pounds easily.
10 inches long?
How long do you think he was?
He was probably longer than a foot.
Okay, so 14 inches long.
Yeah.
400 pounds.
400.
As the plate was falling slowly to the ground, the dog run as fast as they can.
Yep.
Hit the plate and started eating it.
He moved so fast that his fat didn't catch up with him, so he kind of skidded along the wood floor.
Yeah, you know, like when Wile E. Coyote takes off or the Roadrunner takes off and there's the smoke of him? It's like that, but it was Buster's fat.
That happened.
And he just attacked the plate and started eating the plate. And there was
nothing was on the plate.
There was no food.
It was an empty plate.
But the fact that it could have food...
He was just all up on that.
And he ate it, too. He, like, took 3 or 4 bites out of it before he realized that he was just eating styrofoam.
God, that dog.
That dog. I can't believe he's dead.
Yep.
And how many dogs you got left now? Just Angel and...
Angel and Sparky.
Sparky.
And then my grandparents are in Florida, so we have the blind, deaf Katie at my house, who just walks around the house willy-nilly. I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
Don't know. Somehow she finds the doggy door. Blind and deaf. She just goes around the house like...
Bump,
bumping into crap.
Just
like,
until she finds the door.
Yeah. It's hilarious. Like, the door's right here. The doggy door is just a little bit. She hits her head on the door, and then she's like, oh,
close,
not
close.
There.
Pretty
maybe
close.
Left. Let's try left. Oh, no, that's not it. Right? All right.
How long do you
got
stand
it.
There watching her look for the doggy door?
Oh, my God. My mom recorded it one time. I think we have some video of it.
So what's going to happen when the rest of your dogs, God forbid, pass away?
I don't know.
Will
both
your mom get
are,
more dogs?
Both of them are pretty young.
Really?
Like, Sparky's kind of getting oldish. Like, he's
I don't
no
know,
more
man.
Than
I mean,
10.
When I met you in 2007, which is now 5 years ago, you had all three of those dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't be that young.
Well, Angel's probably like five now.
So you got Angel right before I met you?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the newest, and then Sparky is getting up there.
And Sparky doesn't have teeth anymore, right?
No, he does not. All of his teeth are gone. All of them. His tongue slips out of the side of his mouth from time to time. Just because he had like
awesome.
An infected mouth of some sort. Yes. I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But at least he doesn't smell anymore. He had the worst smell, the worst breath. Oh, my God.
Bad dog breath?
Yeah.
You wouldn't think teeth would have a lot to do with bad
it
dog breath.
It was just a king. Oh, it was gross.
Apparently,
it's
though,
gross.
It does. Well.
But Buster.
Godspeed, sir.
We salute you on your way into everlasting food, and that's his heaven. You
I don't know if everlasting food is possible.
Surrounded by fucking food, and he's
probably eating
he's
all of it
like
already.
Going crazy.
God's like, dog God's like, we need more food. Quick!
He ate all of it.
We had enough food for 50 dogs and Buster ate it all. All of the food for all of the dogs. It's gone. Godspeed, Buster. So, welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
Welcome.
First show of 2013. We've now been doing shows constantly for over 4 years.
And by constantly, we mean one a year.
Yeah, on a regular schedule of at least one a year. And
yep.
We've decided to get this one out of the way early. Really cut it close in 2010. Really close.
Yep.
Last year we did two, I think. Two.
Yeah, I think we did two.
So I think we're off to a good start.
Yeah.
February of this year, doing a show. Could
definitely.
Be the only one you get this year. Not going to lie.
Could be.
But
you never know.
We're going to make it worth it.
I could
probably.
Die.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know us, I'm Seth and that's Colby. I should have made
I'm
Seth.
I'm Seth.
He's Seth. Seth is the most attractive one on the show,
absolutely.
And Colby is a big, fat, ugly Jewish slob.
That is 100% true.
It is 100% true. That is our show. Yes. So, what's up? How's it going?
Oh, you know.
Anything?
It's going.
Anything special to talk about since we did a show last September?
Special.
What you been doing? Yeah. Anything new in your life?
I think we've gone over this on the last show. Let me just recap how much has changed since the last show.
All right, let's do it.
That's about it.
Yep. We met some new crickets, though.
We met some new crickets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
And a new cow.
Yeah.
I almost hit dentist drill. That would not have been correct. Don't want to play the dentist drill sound effect. Especially not at the top of the show when, you know, we could annoy everybody. Now I'm doing it, though.
God, that's bad. Oh, that takes me back to times I don't like.
Yeah, I know.
Who likes the dentist? No one.
My mom's a dental hygienist. She has to listen to that all day. Why would you sign up for a profession where you're like, I'm going to listen to that all day? That sounds terrible. It's the worst.
It's gotta pay good, though.
Well, I don't know, maybe.
A little bit.
I would assume if you're the doctor, it pays really well.
Dude, I don't know. My mom, she works at the immediate care now. She used to be like in women's health, so that's all she had to deal with. Women who had women problems.
I thought she worked
could
like
understand.
The night shift at the emergency room.
She did. Not at the emergency room, but she did work night shift for like women's health and
gotcha.
Then, some other like it wasn't like emergency room, it was kind of like a lower emergency room. But now she works at the immediate care, which is basically an emergency room minus the fact that it says emergency.
Gotcha.
And like she tells me stories all the time of these stupid people coming in like they are packed. 24/7, like just this Wednesday and Thursday. It was like the slowest she's ever been. She got out. She got off work at like 8:30, maybe.
Really?
Normally, she gets home at like 10.
I guess no one wants
because,
to get hurt over Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's
they don't
crazy.
They don't fix broken hearts at the immediate care center.
Yeah, she. Yeah, no, that's one of the stories. Some lady came in with a heart attack. She was having a heart attack.
Is it related to someone breaking up with her or something?
I don't know. No idea. It was like Monday or so, like a few days ago.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, a heart attack. And they weren't like, maybe we should go to the emergency room, you know,
yeah,
where they could actually take care of it.
They went to immediate care.
They went to immediate care just to see if anything was wrong.
So do they have like an ambulance to transport someone from immediate care to
I think so.
Emergency room?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're having a heart attack. This isn't immediate. It's an emergency.
Yeah. You need to go over there before you die.
And how close are those two things to each other?
I don't know.
It'd be funny if they're like on the opposite sides of town or something.
If they have like an emergency, they must have an emergency room at the Big Wesley in Wichita.
Yeah, I would assume. Actual hospital. Yeah. But where's the immediate care at?
The immediate care is like a little bit more north of it, just a little bit, kind of by the birthing center.
Okay, so it is close. Mm-hmm. It is close then.
A little bit.
So I guess if you're having a heart attack and you go to immediate care, it's probably not the end of the world.
God, but there are so many people that just come in there like that have a sneeze or something.
Yeah.
They're like, what's wrong with me?
Hypochondriacs and things.
Give me some drugs.
They're the opposite of me. I could lose a limb and not go to the hospital. Like, it'll grow.
I don't want to go to the hospital.
I don't need
no
it.
Matter what. I will deal with
it. Is the last time
sick.
You went to the hospital when you had your appendix removed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that would be the only time.
Last time I went to the doctor is when I had to get a physical before I started my job at Cessna in 2005.
Wow.
I could be dying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we all could have AIDS.
We could.
We never know.
We don't.
We'd never know.
Because we don't go to the doctor.
Until we died.
Then we'd
be like, oh, we're dead. We probably had AIDS.
It'd be really unfortunate if we were at our funeral and our family finds out we have AIDS.
That would be one way to go. But then again, we wouldn't care because we're dead.
Yeah, what's the matter to us?
Yeah, we're dead.
So, we're going to do a pretty long show for you today.
Pretty long.
It's going to be at least 9 or 10 hours. Maybe.
I was thinking like 2 days, just like a straight, constant
two-day
show.
We can try to
do
that. What about, let's just do a week.
Yeah.
Let's just do a week.
How about we just have like a live broadcasting off of our phones like 24/7 for the rest of our lives?
That would be okay with
that. I feel like that would be a great show concept.
It'd be a lot of people
just
watching me poop, though.
It would be a lot of quiet.
Yeah.
A lot of quiet. There's a lot of quiet.
There is.
That would be a boring show.
A lot of
show.
Sleeping.
Okay, I take that back.
A lot of me just sitting
that.
Here.
Probably like a 4 hour
on
show.
On my computer doing nothing.
Yep.
Yep.
And who cares about that?
Yeah, so let's just do 4 hours.
Yeah.
Let's just do that.
Yeah, let's go with that.
But I assume before we actually finish or really start the show, we should begin the actual portion of the show.
I would agree with that.
Should we do that right now?
Should we begin the show?
Should we begin?
I feel like we should.
Let's begin the show then.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live in high definition from Duo Studios in the rolling hills of Manhattan, Kansas.
It's Seth and Colby Show! Seth and Colby Show!
Show! Colby.
Seth.
Mixed with show.
And Colby Show. Yeah.
Featuring Seth Meeman.
One time, I was trapped in the beak of a pelican for 3.5 days.
Colby Newman.
I was swallowed whole by a whale.
And millions of listeners from around the world.
Millions and billions and trillions and jillions and quabillions.
I was going to think of a big number, but I don't know.
I ran out of numbers. So listeners all around the world, welcome everybody to the Seth and Colby Show. This is our 40th episode.
40th?
I don't really know what episode number it is.
I don't either.
I'm really in the habit of announcing a show and then say, this is our X number of episodes, but I don't really know how many we've done.
Let's see.
I believe we did 10, then we started our yearly schedule, and we've done 3 since then, so let's say it's number 14.
All right.
But it could be 15.
The 14th show for the 14th date
I can,
of the Valentine's
I can
Day.
I can almost that guarantee happened. That it's between episode 14 and episode 16.
All right.
I can almost guarantee
almost
that.
Almost guarantee.
So it's one of those. But anyway, welcome.
Welcome.
We're going to be here quite a while. We're broadcasting live.
A while.
Duo.com, DEWOH.com/live. So if you're watching us on Ustream, go there. And also, you can call us, you can text us. You can email us. The phone number is 505-750-0304. That's not the number. You know, I have this fancy thing. Well, how about I just play that?
Yeah.
That'd probably be the smarter thing to do.
Good idea.
Yeah, probably.
You can call or text Seth and Colby
That's
from
us.
Anywhere in America. 505-750-0304.
Call the number.
You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
You heard it from the man himself, Mr. Charles G.
Xavier.
Call us. 505-750-5004. Shoot us a text message if you're shy, which I know you all are, because we never get phone calls, but we can't get texts. So just shoot a text to 505-750-0304, and I shall respond to it post-haste, most likely.
Post-haste?
Post-haste, my good sir.
I remember you saying that one time.
Also, the email address is email@sethandcolby.com, so you can shoot us an email there. Otherwise, enjoy looking at our visages for the next 3 hours or so.
I am beautiful.
Visage was my word of the day.
Visage?
I don't actually have
you
a word
of the
day.
You made it up. That's a made up
nope,
word.
Nope, this is going to be another clairvoyant situation.
Not a real word, man.
It's a real word. I probably...
Clairvoyance?
Was that what I said?
It's convalescent. I can't believe you still can't remember the fake made up real word that I gave you. Convalescent.
Clairvoyance.
Like some ghostly apparition or something like that. Am I right?
Oh, man.
Am I right? Are you checking your phone? Now I'll never know.
No, I'm usually not. Man. Visage is definitely a word.
Visage is not a
visage
word.
Visage is most definitely a word. Let me look it up. Is that what you want me to do at the beginning of the show? Is dictionary definition?
Yeah.
Let's see if Siri can do this. Let's see this. Here we go. Let's first go. We got to fade this out. Got to be all professional and everything.
Fade.
Oh, it's actually over. I was going to be like really loud and then it's over. So, anyway. Yes, let's do this. Siri. Define visage. Watch this.
Would you like me to search the web for...
No, I just want you... Visage? I just want you to define it. That's all I'm sure.
Come on, Siri.
Define visage.
Don't be a jerk.
Jerk.
Visage. Noun. A person's face with reference to the form or proportions of the features. Quote... An elegant, angular visage.
Did you use it correctly?
Burned.
I feel like you did.
I did. I said, looking at our visages.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
smart man.
Suck on that.
Smart man in the corner over there.
Suck on that, dude.
But I'm in the corner.
You are in the corner. We switched, because I'm usually in the corner.
Yeah.
But now I'm over here.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like the spot.
That spot's much better than my crappy spot.
A little bit better.
Yeah, it's way better.
I agree.
Yeah. Because you could just relax and look out. Hey, what's up, everybody?
I can't move.
I only get to look at you. That is true. You are trapped.
I am kind of trapped.
You are absolutely just stuck in there. But it is a better spot. You get a comfier chair.
Yep.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about running the board and everything.
I'm just sitting here and talking.
Yeah, just sitting there talking.
This is my job.
All right, although I will say that running the board is pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, when we just sit here and talk.
Well, at least I can't play sound effects whenever I want.
That's true. I can't.
I'm playing a sound effect right now. You know what it is? It's
an
a big
owl?
Middle finger.
What exactly does that sound like? Whoops, there was a buzzer in there. I have big fat fingers.
It was like, stop. No more whipping.
That's right. So we do have topics.
Do we have topics?
We do.
I don't think topics.
We can read these topics. We probably won't talk about almost any of them.
No.
We already talked about Rip Buster. RMP. RIP. Rest in peace, Buster. Yes. Colby hates old people who call him at work, which we can talk about, I guess, if Colby feels like it. The Pope retired. We're going to ask a very strong and devout Catholic Colby.
Yep.
About his opinion on the Pope retiring, because as you know, he will tell us how it is.
Oh,
yes, and
I have the inside information inside the Catholic Church, inside of God.
Yeah, Colby was actually the person the Pope called.
He was like,
"Can I retire?"
Hey, man,
or like,
I don't know the rules, but is it okay if I retire? Like, normally they just die before they end being Pope. So, you think it's possible that I could do something else with my life before I die? I was like. Nope. And then he sought other counsel, and then he found out, oh, I can retire.
Yeah, but it turns out you were right, because it was a big controversy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't get it.
So, we can talk about that.
I don't get it. Who gives up being Pope?
I mean, really, what is the downside of being the Pope? Like, oh, I have to be... rich and do nothing all day? I mean, what's the problem?
He doesn't even do anything. Like, the president, okay, say if you're the president of the United States, you have constant problems that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
The Catholic religion has not changed in a good 2,000 years. So what exactly does he have to monitor, you know?
He just has to worry.
He sits there, he says prayers that he's memorized back when he was 10, and that's about it.
Well, he has to monitor construction projects at Vatican City.
Oh.
That's a lot of work.
big, that's a big job.
Well, and it really, isn't every single thing that happened, let's say, God forbid, there is like a child sex scandal. Let's just say that could happen.
That could pop up.
Aren't there people besides the Pope that deal with that stuff? And doesn't the Pope just come out and read a statement?
Yeah.
Like, I'm the Pope, but I'm sorry. Somebody else wrote. But the Pope's not supposed to say sorry because then admits he has faults, and the Pope doesn't have any faults because he is sinless.
He is infallible, I think is the word that they use.
Whatever.
Without sin. Whatever he says is correct.
That's right. Wouldn't it be funny if he's like, I'm retiring, and I've always been retired.
I was never truly Pope.
I misled you all.
I'm actually the reincarnate of Hitler.
I wondered how long it would take before we just got sacrilegious.
Yep.
And it took about 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Yeah. And now we've offended every Catholic ever.
Yeah.
Because we haven't done that before.
But even the Catholics are outraged about it. I mean, a Pope does not retire. He dies.
Did you hear
That's
Mel Gibson?
That's how it happens.
Because Mel Gibson, you know, rage Catholic.
Yes.
They asked him and he's like, it's happened before.
Like.
And the paparazzi is like, yeah, like 500 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, still happened.
Still happened. Nobody cares.
Yeah, whatever. It's just, it is weird. I mean, I don't understand why you would step down.
I don't either.
I mean, isn't the dude, well, I remember we talked about the old Pope
mm-hmm.
who retired. We got the new Pope during, or when we originally did Seth and Colby.
Yep.
And I remember you told me that the only reason they got this Pope was because he was young enough that he was old, so he would die in office instead mm-hmm. of reign forever,
yep.
like Pope John Paul
II. They never accept younger popes. Like, you have to be, like, I believe, above 60 years of age to be a pope, or
yeah.
some random number like that. They don't take young people, because then they'll be the pope
forever
until they die, which would be the next 40 or 50 years.
So this dude's been a pope for maybe, what, five, six years?
Maybe.
Not that long.
Nope.
And instead of dying, he retires?
Yeah. Yeah, what's he going to do with the rest of it? What is a pope, what does a former pope do with his life?
I don't know, man.
After he's not pope anymore?
I really hope that he, like, we just see him, like, on a speedboat with a model
yeah.
or something. He's like, still wearing, like, big robes.
He still has to, like, keep up the image of a pope.
Yeah. Because
he was the pope.
You can't not.
He was the pope.
Yeah. It's not like you're the president and
yeah.
you retire and you can go do unpresidential things
exactly.
now because no one cares anymore. You're still the pope. At one point,
even if you,
you
retire.
Were basically Jesus on earth.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't get to retire from being
no.
Jesus.
There's no such thing as retiring from the Catholic religion.
It doesn't.
That's sacrilege in itself.
So there's that point, and then there's also the point of, why would you retire from what is the best job ever?
I would say one of the best, easiest. Like, I mean, all he does, literally, is get handed speeches that he says.
Yes,
comes up
rarely,
with prayers,
and he rarely says
them. Yeah, and then he just kind of has to
the
sit
world.
There when all of his conclave of a billion bishops decides what to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, and while
with the
millions
church.
And millions of people
According.
Around the world revere you
mm-hmm.
above almost everything else in the world. You know, it sounds terrible.
It's Pembroke. Sorry. I was like, this shouldn't be breaking. It's a pen. I didn't touch it, and it broke. I'm setting it down. It's annoying.
Sorry,
it's
man.
Annoying me. Back to the Pope, that guy.
Yes.
That's a slap to the face of every single Catholic on the face of the earth.
Yeah, I don't get why he would retire and
mm-hmm.
then now what he's going to do. What
maybe,
can he possibly do that's better
maybe,
than what he already had?
Well, like you said, the child molestation, whatever cases that
did that happen on his
up.
Watch?
Well, I mean, it's been going on.
Well, yeah, for years.
But
when did the whole actually discovered it and
occasions.
Like covered it up?
I don't know. I have no idea because I've been a little bit distant from the Catholic
yeah.
religion for
what?
A few years now.
No way.
But
how did I not know this? This is news to me.
But I don't know how long it's been covered up. I don't know why they cover it up. They normally just excommunicate the mofo
yeah.
who does it.
Yeah.
You know? They're just like, nope. That's
what do you
illegal.
What do you do when you get excommunicated?
You are just gone.
You go get a
I mean,
job at McDonald's?
You probably go to church still. I mean, like, every single Catholic church has, like, a list of excommunicated people that they
serious?
Need to keep an eye on.
That,
no, that would be hilarious,
that
though.
Be so, and it was, like, posted on the front
yeah.
door.
Like, this guy is not allowed in on every single Catholic church in America.
A pencil sketch of his
in
face.
In the world. God.
That would be great, but I don't think that exists. But, yeah, I just don't know why you would leave or what
he
you
has an
for.
Entire city. He has a city dedicated to him.
And it's not like it's a crappy city. It's like, it's in Rome.
It's in Rome.
Which is a beautiful city. And
in
then
Italy.
The city that's in Rome is more beautiful than Rome.
Yeah.
It's like the best city ever.
The Vatican City is
and
pretty
you,
gorgeous.
You own it. It's yours. City,
you
man.
You can do whatever, wherever you want to go in it. You could do anything. You could see anybody. You can bring anybody in.
And
it's
since
like a,
you're infallible, you can't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, man. I want to be Pope now. So how do they get a new Pope? They just choose one?
I don't
know.
One
of like the high bishops,
well,
I think, right?
In my lifetime, there's never been a retired Pope, so I don't exactly know what they're going to do.
There hasn't been a retired Pope in anyone's lifetime for half a millennium.
Exactly. Normally, they send up white smoke out of this chimney out of the conclave.
And that's when he dies, right?
Yeah. And then they send up black smoke whenever they've decided on a new Pope. They can't leave that room until they decide on a new Pope. But I don't know what they're going to do
now.
And
that room's got to smell, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be terrible.
Yeah. Never really thought of the personal hygiene aspect of those bishops just chilling.
Well, and they're all old.
Alone.
I mean, they all got to have incontinent problems.
That would be gross.
That would be the worst.
Ew.
If there's an encouragement to get a new, maybe that's why he retired. He couldn't take the smell. It would smell too bad for him all the time.
Segueing into old people talk.
Yes.
God. Old people, I feel like there should be it's called a nursing home, but there should be a person of some sort that's not old that helps them do things like drive, pay their bills, exist in the world
a
normal person.
Is there a reason behind this old people hatred all of a sudden?
I got a job.
Yes,
like
we know
I
this.
Said,
yeah.
And I talk on the phone a lot.
Yeah.
And it's at a bank.
Okay.
And it's not the greatest bank, let me just say. Like,
yeah.
Interest is a good bank. It's got a decent amount of customers and such, and it's just a regional Kansas, Oklahoma kind of bank.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not that big, but it is a pretty big bank.
Pretty big bank, yeah.
So, all these old people, Kansas in general, I feel like is kind of a retiree section, maybe.
Okay.
And like, just
I can see that.
Full old people.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Old people. And when I say old, I don't mean like 60 or 50, anything like that.
You mean when you can't sit up straight anymore?
When you were born
so
in 1920. Those old people.
Or 30.
Don't
let's
need...
Let's throw 30
30?
In there, too.
Yeah,
I think 30's we could throw 30 in there.
Yep. I've had a call from a guy. He was born in 1919. I was like, are you kidding me?
What?
Why do you still have a credit card, you know? You don't need to worry about credit.
How
much money do you have?
That's crazy.
God, I hate old people. They call in, and now everything's online. Everything is online. Like, okay. Every year we send out annual summaries for credit card reports.
Yeah, absolutely.
This year we're giving them out strictly online.
Okay.
Only online.
Saving
we're not
paper and trees and all that, yeah.
And it's available to you instantly. Whenever you log in, it's there for you. It's going to be available on Monday. It's right there. You just take a look at it. You don't have to wait for it in the mail or anything like that. Ah. Web calls are the worst. Just because it's like 20 minutes, 20-minute phone calls with old people that just don't understand how to click the mouse button.
Yeah.
They're like, well, where do I type this in at? Where? You see that white box with the blinking black line? That's where you type. Okay, well,
how do I type?
How do I type? you press the buttons on the keyboard, and then it enters words. Oh, man, it's just the most...
I can imagine that being incredibly frustrating and also awful.
God, it's terrible. I think I punched myself in the head just because I was so upset from a phone call one time. I was just like,
yourself.
Ah, God, I'm going to be on this phone call for years.
You can't be on it long. He'll die on the phone.
God,
That's insane. Well, you know, Katrina... we had W-2s, and they're all online this year from where she worked. They're all online, and she didn't get it in the mail because she moved since she quit. And she's like, well, I have to call them and get a new one because it went to the wrong address. I'm like, why don't you just get it offline? She's like, well, I need a printed copy. And I'm like, can't you print it? like you just download it and print it? Like, is it really that hard?
I mean, K-State has to have at least 50 computer labs with a printer
That's right.
available.
Yeah.
I mean,
or we have one.
Or there's
right,
one
right there,
you know, 10 feet away from us right
could,
now.
She could use that one because she's only here every week, sometimes more. Yeah, just I don't understand it. But
I don't get people that don't understand.
It's
online.
Like and country and Kansas is worse because it's just people from the country, like
mm-hmm.
Katrina.
Yeah, a lot of
didn't grow up around
don't
computers.
Have computers,
you know?
Like people who say I don't have a computer. I'm just like. Do you want to, you know, evolve to
yeah.
a higher level
you
of intelligence?
You want to be a part of a modern society?
Do you want to, you know, be a part of the world as it is today? Or do you want to live back in 1900?
Yeah, well, if it was like, let's say it's like 1930, it'd be like a person be like, I don't have a car.
Like, yeah.
Maybe you should get one.
Maybe you should get the best method of travel that we've ever invented yet. Maybe
yeah.
that.
It's exactly like that. The internet's kind of a thing you need.
Yeah.
Because everything's on it now.
Everything is on it. It's all moving online.
Yes.
So, I mean, either you keep up or you die.
Well, and we'll run out of trees eventually. So,
yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to just deal with it.
Gonna run out of
we're gonna run out of trees, man.
I don't think that's
Al Gore
happen.
Told me we're gonna run out of
Al
trees. Al Gore did, man.
Didn't he talk about like global warming being like a serious threat like 6 years ago? I watched Inconvenient
yeah.
Truth in eighth grade.
It's been a very long
I
time.
I watched Inconvenient Truth in eighth grade.
But you have to admit that the weather now is pretty freaking weird, right?
That's Kansas.
I don't
we
think it is.
We are in Kansas.
I don't
it's
think
Kansas
it is.
Kansas weather.
When's the last time we had a big snow? It's been forever, right? And we used to have
yeah.
it every year.
Yeah.
Every year.
Okay.
I mean, it's different.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
I'm not going to complain.
Me and Colby complain every summer about it being hot.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's just getting hotter
oh,
and hotter
yeah.
in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
And during the winter, it doesn't last as long. Like...
Mm-mm.
I mean, I know it's like 20 degrees today, but this day 6 years ago was probably 1 degree.
Mm-hmm. Ice on the roads.
I mean, it rained up here last week.
It rained.
Rain!
Not snowed.
Rain.
Rain.
That's crazy. So I don't know. I mean, maybe the world is ending. Maybe Al Gore just kind of
maybe.
Overestimated the amount of time.
Yeah.
He's like, next week, we're dead. And then like 100 years later,
I do want to remember like his predictions for when the weather is just going to be like 150 degrees during the summer and like...
Well, I don't know. Yeah,
burn to death.
It'd be pretty interesting to have those numbers in front of us if we were well prepared.
Yep. Wait.
We could do that.
Wait, here it is. Oh, it says never. Oh, okay. Thanks, Al Gore.
Yeah, thanks, Al Gore, for your help. But I watched The Day After Tomorrow the other day.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, it's such a stupid movie.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's the worst. But
Jake
it's just Gyllenhaal. Like, yeah, well, and there's, like, tornadoes in L.A. and, like...
Who's his dad in that?
Dennis Quaid.
That's right.
Dennis Quaid's
God,
his dad.
Dennis Quaid.
And it's the worst ever. Because Dennis Quaid's retarded.
I do remember that movie, though, and once I saw it, I was like, oh my god, special effects! Like,
well, the special effects are actually still pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're
That's
pretty
why
good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's because, I don't know, I like destruction.
But,
it's
like,
cool.
There's tornadoes, like,
we
ripping apart, like, buildings in L.A.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
not,
crazy.
That's never gonna happen.
No, tornadoes in L.A., come on.
That's
no,
not, that's crazy.
That's a big-ass earthquake.
Yes.
Ass earthquake.
Yeah, exactly. That's it's never gonna happen. But like snow in New York, I can see that happen, or a big flood. You know, I can see that happen.
Yeah, I can see the flood.
What I don't understand is when the boat rolled in into New York City,
mm-hmm.
why there were wolves on it. I mean, why were there wolves on the boat? Can you explain that to me?
No,
because a big plot point
Does
is
nature
like
bring about more wolves.
I mean, there's just big Russian. I don't know if it's Russian, but I assume it's Russian. Big Russian ship
Russian.
Floating down into. I mean, it has to be Russian because there's wolves. I mean, let's just say it's from Connecticut. Let's say it's a Connecticut ship, and it floats into Midtown,
mm-hmm.
and it's just floating there, and they go and they get medicine, and then randomly there's wolves on it. Like, there's a sea captain like, oh, we got rough weather coming. We better pack up some wolves just in case, you
just
know?
Just in case we need a dog sled.
And then where are all the people at? Are the wolves get loose and
oh,
eat their
no.
bodies?
Yeah,
completely?
Are there wolves anywhere near Manhattan? Like, you
I don't
would think, it would
so.
Take them a few days to travel.
Yeah, maybe in 1600 and there were some wolves near Manhattan, but now in the urban sprawl that is Manhattan area, I don't think
exist.
Wolves chill there.
Yeah.
Like, there's wolves running through Times Square.
God, stupid Day After Tomorrow.
I'm going to Toys R Us. See you
what
later.
What kind of dumb title is that, anyway?
It is the worst title
the
ever.
The Day After Tomorrow?
Yeah, the Day
Come
After
on.
Tomorrow. Did you know
what does that have to do with any of that destruction?
That dude's making an Independence Day 2.
Really?
Yes.
Is it going to be with Will Smith?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Why? What's going to happen in Independence Day 2? We blew all of them up.
Yeah.
Every single one of them died. They're going to be like, here's the reinforcements.
Reinforcements and finally
then,
arrived.
And then, like, Jeff Goldblum, yeah, 20 years later, Jeff Goldblum's going to have a Mac Pro a billion times more powerful than that little MacBook he had back in the day. And he's going to be like, okay, super virus this time. The movie's going to be 3 minutes long.
Yeah, we're prepared for you this time.
I mean, if we could beat the aliens in 1995 with the technology we had then, I feel like we could really beat them in 2012.
We have lasers now. We could shoot them with lasers.
We could fly a drone up there.
Yeah.
We don't even need to send Will Smith.
Speaking of those drones, man, what is with drones? Like, have you seen them? Like,
they're crazy.
I read Gizmodo a lot. That's like the only website that's tech-wise that is not blocked on my work computer. So
that's weird.
Yeah. So I read Gizmodo a lot. And all they do, like, I see a story every other day about some drone story. How they're going to use them on, like, citizens now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, if there's any, like, dire situation where there's, like, bank robbers or something like that, they're going to send a drone in and just boom, boom, boom.
I often think about how weird it's going to be when other countries have drones.
Yeah.
I think they were talking about that on Michael Mayer the other day, because they were talking about that story where now we can use drones on our own citizens. And they're like, what happens when Russia gets drones?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that weird?
We're just going to get all invaded. Yeah. We're going to have a drone warfare.
It's drone warfare. Drones. That's what it's going to be. And the only place safe is going to be drone headquarters.
You heard North Korea launched off another nuke,
didn't
you?
Yeah, underneath the ground and caused a massive earthquake.
God. Those people need to be annihilated. Like, North Korea needs to just... China needs to wise up.
Well, even China was
okay, you need to not do that.
It's
we have a treaty across the world, you know, not to launch nuclear weapons. But...
Well, I didn't understand that under the earth counted. I didn't realize he meant at all.
Yeah, good excuse, North Korea.
Thought you just meant on, like, you...
Dude, what if China and the U.S. just combine? Instead of, like, China accruing all of our debt or anything like that, what if we just combine to be the one, like, just...
Asian-American power?
F you, mother effers.
That'd be pretty cool.
We're gonna kill everybody in the entire world except us.
Yeah.
Or convert everyone into an American Chinese, a China-American.
I feel like the first thing that would happen, though, is they'd get rid of all the fat people, and I don't know if I want that
to happen. I don't think they would get rid of fat people.
People think
that's like half the United States.
That's true, man. But
so they
look
would
at
just,
them Asians.
They would merge with Asians. So now we would see a lot more fat Asians, and then a lot less skinny white
Maybe
people.
I could be a sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
People are going to think you're Asian anyway.
I could see that. Hey. Hey, guy.
Don't people say you're Asian all the time?
I've convinced people that my grandma's Korean or something.
I know,
like
you tried that on Katrina, and she's like, is she really Korean? And I was like, no.
No.
I've been to her house. She is white.
Yep.
He's like, well, Colby's telling me that they're Korean.
Yep.
And I'm like, no.
I don't know. My eyes are weird. They're kind of squinty.
Katrina's like, he looks kind of Korean. From. And I'm like, no, he doesn't.
I don't.
I don't look anything
I got a facial
Asian.
Structure, maybe, sometimes, but this is white. This is...
I mean, he's literally, he's almost as white as me.
Yeah.
And no one is going to say that I'm Asian.
Yeah.
No one.
No one.
No, they might say I'm Fozzie Bear, but not Asian. It's not going to happen. Should we take a break?
You're Asian.
Should we take a break? We got to do that at some point.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. We're supposed to take our second break in 10 minutes.
I don't know what these are.
These are where we...
these are where we not talk.
We stand up and we walk around for about 10 minutes and we come back, sit down, do some more show.
Yeah, I can go for one of those.
Yeah, and because we can come back and we can talk about how you don't like Duo on Facebook. I'd love to get an explanation on that one.
Okay.
So, all right, well, we're going to take a break.
Break.
We'll be right back.
Break it and break.
With the Inquisition.
Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online radio and television, Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Mac, look, you're wasting our time. You're not going to get us to not believe in evolution.
And why is that?
Because the smartest scientists in the entire world all agree that it's real.
I'm glad you brought that up. Because, Mr. Reynolds, science is a liar sometimes.
Oh, boy.
This is Aristotle, thought to be the smartest man on the planet. He believed that the Earth was the center of the universe, and everybody believed him because he was so smart. Until another smartest guy came around, Galileo, and he disproved that theory, making Aristotle and everybody else on Earth look like a bitch. Of course, Galileo then thought comets were an optical illusion, and there's no way that the moon could cause the ocean's tides. Everybody believed that because he was so smart. He was also wrong, making him and everyone else on Earth look like a bitch again. And then, best of all, Sir Isaac Newton gets born and blows everybody's nips off with his big brains. Of course, he also thought he could turn metal into gold and died eating mercury, making him yet another stupid bitch. Are you seeing a pattern?
No.
Mr. Reynolds, these were all the smartest scientists on the planet. Only problem is, they kept being wrong. Sometimes.
Deception. Disgrace. Evil as plain as the scar on his face.
That's right.
Seth and Colby.
Welcome back to the Seth and Colby Show. Oh, here, contact us, will ya?
Call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America, 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world. Email at sethandcolby.com.
That's right. Send us text messages, 505-750-0304.
We may have questions that need answers.
That clip is funnier to listen to than it is to watch.
Yeah, it is.
It blew everybody's nips off.
What is theory? And he died eating mercury, making him and everyone else on Earth a bitch. Speaking,
it's always sunny.
Of bitches.
Yes,
I looked up some of these Al Gore things.
Here we go. All right, let's see. When will we die, Colby?
Okay.
When does Al Gore say our lives are over?
Let me see. This article that I'm reading here was posted February 14th, which is kind of ironic, 2011.
Okay, so that was 3 years ago.
Yep. Good.
I'm good years. At math, aren't I?
2 years ago.
13 minus 11. Three. 3 years.
More
I
prediction,
am
pearls
good.
Of wisdom and junk science from the global warming master Al Gore. Goracle predicted in the next 5 years that the North Pole would be completely ice-free. He made this prediction in 2009. Oops.
How many years after that? 2009?
What 5 years after 2009. The North Pole would be completely free of any ice.
Yeah, that's not really happening at all.
A bull.
Yeah.
Let's see. References, computer modeling, 75%. Chance of the North Pole ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free with the next 5 to 7 years.
Well, 5 to 7. We still got time then.
Okay, next article.
Yes.
This one says in about 90 years, Earth will be hotter than they expected when the climate agrees.
Well, that, I think, is probably true.
It would be the high side of the projections. But they say that they can stop it. Because I heard about the story that they're filling, like, really high-altitude jets with, like, metallic flakes.
Okay.
Like, little tiny flakes of metallic metal or something like that. Kind of like... tin foil, probably.
Doesn't sound like a good idea.
You know, they shoot it up in the atmosphere, and then since it's reflective, it shoots some of the sun's rays back into the atmosphere without.
And it just hovers up there, metal flakes.
Yeah.
It doesn't ever come back down, be breathed by us.
I don't know.
Doesn't sound. I don't know if I.
Yeah, it could be deadly harmful to some vampires that live about us, but you know.
Vampire? What did vampires have to do with
anything? Metal? Silver? I mean,
that's werewolves.
Nah.
Vampires die of wood. Vampires or wood.
I'm pretty sure it's something that has to do with silver, too.
Well, in True Blood...
You ever seen Blade?
In True Blood, they get hit with silver. It, like, hurts them.
Yeah.
It doesn't kill them, though.
Blade Trinity, they, like, pump some metal fibers in the air, and they breathe it, and then they burp fire or something like that.
Oh, that sounds like a good time.
Vampires. Okay.
Okay.
Now, this one is just completely biased.
Does Al Gore predict vampires at all?
Wait.
An Inconvenient Truth?
Wait. Okay, 2 hours into Inconvenient Truth, he says something about vampires. He says they're going to eat everybody.
Oh, no.
And they'll be the new inhabitants.
Oh, no.
He is a vampire.
Oh, Al Gore himself is a vampire.
Yeah, it looks like it.
That explains the divorce.
That explains why we never see him in the daylight.
That's true. It is always dark. You know, when he did that presentation, it was like pitch black.
It was pitch
room.
Black, and it was room. There was no... What are you?
What are you
Get
doing?
Away!
What are you doing right now?
It's a little fuzzball floating at me. I thought it was a bug. I'm sorry. I freaked out.
I thought a vampire was attacking you.
10, 10 worst global warming predictions.
Okay.
This one's completely biased. I just think it's going to be funny. Number one, our cities will die of thirst. Number two, okay, our reef will die. Three, goodbye, North Pole.
Do we need the reef?
I don't know.
Don't know if we need a reef.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm not going to miss it. Are you going to miss the reef when it's gone?
I don't go to the reef a lot.
I don't ever go to the reef.
No.
And all I know is that reefs really hurt people's legs when they're swimming out there.
Yeah.
I think good riddance to the reef.
Goodbye, reef.
Bye, reef.
Number four, beware of werewolves.
Oh, yep.
Sorry, that's huge winds.
Oh.
Yeah, my bad.
It's easy to mix those words up. Yeah.
Number five, giant hailstones will crash through your roof.
Okay.
Number six, no more skiing.
What about death of the firstborn? Is that one on there?
That one is number 11.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Number
makes
six,
sense.
No more skiing. Number seven, Perth will bake dry.
What's that mean?
Perth.
What's Perth?
P-E-R-T-H.
Is that like Earth's
Let's
brother?
Let's do some Googling. Perth and Earth.
Perth and Earth.
Born at the same time.
My name One's is Perth Earth, and here's my brother Nerth Earth.
Perth. The capital and largest city of the Australian state of Western Australia.
So basically, if you live in Australia, you're just boned.
Yeah.
Reef's going away, your perf's blowing up.
They're on fire.
Australia's a terrible place to live, and a dingo's
Islands
eating your baby.
Islands will drown, Britain will swelter, will be hotter. That's the end of that one.
So everyone in Kansas is just fine?
Kansas, February 2013. If your car is over 3 years old, you are being ripped off by not using this one ridiculously easy trick.
Dude, that's both
Thank
of us.
Thank you, Ad. Mac Keeper, keep clean your Mac. I don't need you. My Mac is clean.
I don't know, man. You might need that rebate because you got that call earlier that your warranty's up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, remember that?
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
Cool, we got a phone call.
I wish
his used car is now out of warranty.
I want to see if I have one of the voicemails from the stupid Full Sail University.
Yeah, please, please play it.
I don't think I have one because I delete them all because I'm just so pissed off. Yep. Nope. Deleted messages? I have deleted messages
on
here.
Yeah, here you go. Plug that in and play it. There's a big cord for you. I could have handed that cord to you in a better way.
Yeah.
But instead, I did it in the most retarded way possible.
Okay. Headphone volume halfway up. Let's play this one right here.
Here we go. Exclusive from Colby's phone.
Woodin Admissions Representative with Full Sail University. You can reach me back at 1-800-226-7625. Again, that's 1-800-226-7625. And I'm calling in reference to your interest in our digital cinematography bachelor's degree program online, and I will be in the office until approximately
Let's just see here.
7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
He forgot how long he was going to be at work today.
Bye-bye.
That's what just happened.
That message was left on Thursday.
Okay.
There's another one on Tuesday. There was another one on Monday. There was another one on the 8th, the 6th, the 31st of January, the 29th.
Oh, my God.
Again, the 28th, the 27th, and the 25th.
You think they're starving for students or something
really
up there?
I really think, like, I'm the only person that requested information on that specific degree program.
Like, oh my God!
In about
someone
5
wants
years.
To come to our school!
Yeah, we need to call them over and over and over and over and over again.
Like, you're gonna break down and be like, okay, it's the 15th time you guys called me. I give in. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Like, that's gonna happen.
Like, calling me more is definitely gonna make me wanna come to your school. Totally. Totally. Because I don't answer any of your phone
they
calls
They can't
now.
Work, right? I mean, for anyone.
Yeah.
No one's going to be like, oh, yeah, it's now totally going to come now because
you
called
me
30 times.
You got me. 30th time is when I can't say no anymore.
Maybe millionaire's just like, okay, I'll send you $40,000 to stop calling me.
I know.
Maybe that'll happen.
There's going to be one time, like, I'm going to be really pissed off at the certain moment that he calls me.
Yep.
And I'm just going to go off. I'm just going to be like, you beep, 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 fucking beep, beep, beep,
Is it,
beep, beep,
is it
beep,
the
beep,
same
beep.
Guy every time?
Yeah. Same guy. Some
really?
Admissions rep that has the worst monotone, boring, like, what? I hate my life.
What if he's a fan and he just wants to talk to you?
God, that would be funny. I think he would leave me a voicemail, though, that says, like, you know, hey, I'm calling about the Full Sail thing, but besides that, I listen to your show.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Love that. Love to have you in our campus here. And I'd
do
like
more
to,
episodes a year.
Do some butt rape with you. But but just let me know. Call me back.
Is there anything Al Gore said about butt rape? Anything about that?
No.
No?
No, he left out butt rape.
Man, that's sad.
Yeah.
How are we going to know now?
Yeah.
What to expect?
We're never going to know if we're ever going to get butt rape.
We all...
Butt rape.
So, can I ask you why you don't like Duo on Facebook now?
No. You can't ask me that because I don't have an answer.
Because I'm going to ask anyway.
I was gonna like it over the break. That way we didn't have to talk about
and
this.
And then you forgot.
And then I forgot to do it. I swear I like Duo. I swear I did.
Basically, the only people who have done a show on Duo, which would it's a long list, I would say. Whitney, Sarah, you, Matthew, Colton.
Oh, hey, what does that say right there? Does that say like?
It says you just pushed it.
I didn't. I literally didn't. I opened this and it says liked.
It does not.
I swear to God.
Dude, all I'm saying.
I swear.
All I'm saying is that when I go to monitor the page, it says 12 friends like it. You're not one of them. And then when I go to invite new friends, you're listed as a person to invite.
It says I like it.
I'm just saying that's what
Why
it tells me.
Why is Facebook lying to me?
I don't know. But
show a newsfeed. Get notifications. Unlike, let me unlike it.
Oh, I see how it is.
I'm gonna like it again. Let's see if that helps.
Well, and I know that Bash doesn't like it.
No,
Matthew doesn't like it.
Well, that's because Bash doesn't use Facebook.
But I need the numbers, man.
He doesn't.
I need the numbers.
He's like he's a retard, so he doesn't
he's
understand
a dumb animal.
How to search things on Facebook.
Yeah, you can just go to fb.com/duo.
Yeah,
and see it.
But
yeah, I just thought it was hysterical that I was like, wow. No one but Katrina, who I do a show with, likes Duo on Facebook.
That's crazy. God, drop my pen again.
I got you an extra, man. Look, right here.
But I like this one. This one's nice.
Yeah, that is everyone's favorite pen.
Is it? It writes nice and smooth.
Yeah, I buy these really fancy, like $10 pens.
Those.
These are the best pens ever.
Love those.
It's way not worth the money, but yeah. I think also it is worth the money.
I was in class one time and we had to sign a attendance sheet or something like that.
Yeah.
And I signed it. I passed my pen on to this hot chick that sat next to me because I was like, here, I'll give you my pen. Absolutely. Yeah.
Here's my pen, baby. Wrap my
suck
number.
On my later. But anyway, so she took it and then gave it to the next guy in line and then he gave it to the next person
man,
in line and then
pen
it just
got jacked.
Went around and then it finally stopped at this one girl and I was like, oh.
Was she ugly? Was she an ugly girl that got. Back. Oh, yep. Man, that's the worst. Yep.
So then we all left the classroom, and then I was like James Bond. I stuck back. I just chilled a little bit. I was just like, whoop.
Sitting creepily at the back of the classroom waiting for your pen to become free.
Yep.
Yeah. What did you expect the girl to do? You'd be like, oh, thanks for your pen. She like puts it in her mouth. I mean, what did you want her to do with it exactly?
Which one?
The hot girl that you gave the pen
to. Well,
she
needed
initially.
To sign the sign-up sheet.
She's like, oh, my God, you're so chivalrous. You gave me your pen. Let's go on a date.
No. Just a nice gesture.
Oh, okay. But then you got pissed because she also had a nice gesture.
Yep.
She's like, oh, I'll pay it forward. And you're like, what the heck?
That's my pen.
Get out of here, you fool.
Yep.
It's my pen.
Get out of here. You know what I just noticed?
What?
You have the old Duo logo right here.
Yes, I know. But you can't see it on camera, so. But it's ugly, isn't it?
Well, now you can't. No, I'm just kidding.
You can't, actually, because look at this.
Yeah, I think that thing's stuck.
It's scary.
You're scary.
It could collapse the entire table.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the new Duo logo is much better than the other one.
I do like it a lot.
Yes, it's much
nice
better.
Nice and leafy.
Leafy. Our other one was leafy, too. This one's a meaner leaf.
This one you could tell is a leaf.
Yeah, it's definitely more leafy than the old one.
That one's just kind of like two ovals overlapping.
It looks more like a tulip, I think, that it looks like a leaf. Maybe I should have called the company Tulip.
Tulip?
Too low.
Too low? Too low. We're too low. We need to get high.
And our theme song could be Lowrider by War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lowrider?
Yeah.
Lowrider.
Yeah.
All my friends.
Yes.
I forget the song.
All
I can't sing.
My friends know the Lowrider. Yeah, that song. Everyone knows that song, right?
All my friends know the Lowrider. He has a deep voice in it, right? I tried.
I don't know if it's that deep. Seth and Colby show on Tulo.
All my friends know the Lowrider.
You know they're still doing songs.
No. Who is that band? I don't even know who made it.
War.
War?
They have, I don't know, maybe they don't. But I feel...
It's an old song, bro.
Do you have Spotify?
Absolutely.
There's something I hate about Spotify where... If there's a band that has the same name as a popular band, they show up on the same page. Like, for example, if you search Drake on Spotify, you get all of Drake's albums, and then you get three albums by this country guy named Drake who plays, like, banjo stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, if you shuffle all of his music, every once in a while, you're going to go from headlines to... It's like, what is up with that? And so I think War has the exact same thing, because I don't think that this is War. I'm just being honest. What do you think? Is this War? Because because that's terrible.
Yeah, I don't think.
And it was
war.
Released in 2011.
It's the artist name War, or is that the song name?
It's War. Hmm. Yeah, the name of the is his artist name is War. The song or the album name is Declaration of War. And
War. The Declaration of War.
He's declaring himself.
Song name War of the War.
No, the song name was Full of Pain. Here's a song called Ms. Juicy. Yeah.
Miss Juicy.
This is terrible.
Miss Juicy. Juicy on my juicy juice.
That's terrible. That was pretty good.
I was about to rap, man.
Okay, go.
He's doing it for me now.
He didn't say juicy on my juicy juice, though.
He should
write a rap called Juicy Juice.
Juicy Juice on my juicy McJuice juice. Caduce, deuce, deuce, juice.
Chewing on my juicy fruit while I'm drinking juicy juice.
That's good. We got one line.
Yeah,
let's move on.
That's all we need. It's one good line more than this guy had.
Peace. That's how we end the song.
Drop the mic, walk off. Okay, let's take our second break, shall we?
Yep.
Are we ready for that?
Nope.
Okay, we'll wait for you ready.
Okay.
Tell me when.
Now.
From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Jim.
I hate devil's food. Well, I think Meredith's. Screw Meredith. I don't think it's fair to let someone else pick the cake on my birthday.
Everybody's birthday.
Today is actually my birthday, and I want to pick the cake.
What do you want?
I want pie. I want peach pie.
You want birthday pie?
I want a nice cobbler.
Well, I'm going to talk to Angela, and we're going to see what we can do about a pie.
I don't care who you talk to. Just make it happen.
It'll be Angela.
You tell her it's for Creed. She'll know what that means.
They greeted the Mars rover on the moon, Seth and Colby.
Welcome back to the Seth and Colby Show.
Welcome.
We got a text message from 704 area code that says, Al Gore does predict man, bear, pig. And that's very true.
It's very true.
So vampires, werewolves, and man, bear, pig. And if you want to call us or text us, please do so. Charles, tell him how. That was awkward. That's better.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America. 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
So, segment three of the show.
Segment three.
We're way off schedule here in our whole commercial break thing.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Got a little bit out of hand.
Like, you do a 50-minute break, and all of a sudden, you're running late. I don't get why that happens. So. But anyway, welcome back to the show. We've already talked about Al Gore, how he's going to destroy Earth. Talked about the Pope, how the Pope doesn't care about the Earth being destroyed, and how Colby doesn't like Duo on Facebook.
I do.
Even though he...
It's a lie.
He does.
It's a lie.
Even though he does.
It's a lie.
Right, he does. But we still have a few topics left on here.
Few topics?
I think really the main one is that Anna Kendrick is hot as balls.
Anna Kendrick.
Is hot as balls.
Oh, my God.
I don't really know if there's a good way to segue into that.
Nope.
But Anna Kendrick is in that really stupid... Okay, first of all, did you see Pitch Perfect?
I did see Pitch Perfect.
What'd you think?
It wasn't bad.
But it wasn't good.
It was not good, by any means of the word.
Okay, so what do you think about this whole competitive a cappella stuff that was happening? You think that's real?
Sadly, I do believe it happens somewhere. I mean, we've heard of a cappella before.
You think they're big enough that they have their own championship in New York City?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think there is such a thing.
I guess there would have to be. I was reading online because I'm a nerd. And one of the groups in the movie made a cameo appearance, and they're a real group.
Hmm.
So, like, obviously, it must be a thing.
Yeah.
But, like, why?
Why? Well, I mean, that's just like saying, like, cheer tryouts or something like that. Like, cheer?
Yeah.
Come on.
I guess.
Come on, cheer.
Kind of a good point.
Cheer.
Maybe we just hate things that aren't basketball or football.
Maybe cheer. Okay, cheer's athletic.
You have to train and practice.
I mean, you would think a cappella would be a good segue into, you know, like a music career of some
sort.
Which
is what that guy in the movie did.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I feel like if you have a good voice, why
even
why do a cappella? Why not learn to play the guitar
and
become Ed Sheeran, you know?
Music.
Yeah.
With instruments.
Yeah. Why a cappella?
It's normally done.
Well, I don't know. The movie I thought was okay. It was kind of funny. I mean, really, the only reason I could stand to watch it was because...
she is so dang hot.
So hot.
Woo!
I have one problem with Anna Kendrick, and it's when she smiles, she has a Joker face.
Does she?
Like, she smiles, and her lips, like, curl up to here, and her teeth get all big. No. Like, she got big front teeth, man. You don't think so?
No.
I think she got some huge front teeth.
Gotta pull up a picture of her smile just to take a look at it.
We gotta critique it. Welcome to Misogyny Hour. Let's pull up a picture of a woman and rip her to shreds.
Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. She typed faster over there.
Okay, I'm trying to find a good smile picture, but there's not.
That's because she's ugly when she smiles.
Like, this is the best one I could find right there.
Yeah, look at them big front teeth, dude.
She does have huge teeth.
Yeah.
But then we get, like, a picture like this.
I don't know, teeth still pretty big.
I could deal with, man, she's just gorgeous.
Pick one that's where she's not, like, pick this one right here.
This one?
Yeah. Look at that.
Okay.
Like, see, better with mouth closed, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Yeah. But that was the only reason I watched that movie twice.
Saldana? Zoe Saldana.
She's that lady from Star Trek.
Which one?
The black one.
She's not bad looking.
Uhururu?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not bad. I mean, you know me. I only like white.
Yeah.
But if it ain't white, it ain't right. I think I've been quoted saying on this show.
I think you have. I think you have.
Which is incredibly racist. I'm not a racist.
We're not racist. That We're much. Just...
insensitive towards race.
Kind of racist.
Yeah. Colby has a good friend who's black.
Yeah. I have a black friend.
Yeah, and I don't... But that's. I also don't have very many friends.
You have Kendall.
Period. So
Kendall.
That's true. I don't know if Kendall's my friend, but he is black,
you have an acquaintance,
and I do talk to him quite often. Yeah. So I guess I got that going for me.
You got a black.
I'm just waiting to hear the words for me. I'm just waiting to hear you play them out.
I can't think of the word.
Come on, man, you can do it.
It's good that you have the black convalescent in your life. Like a
that doesn't
life
even make
spirit.
Sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But you get my point. You have a.
You tried again. Now you tried again. You got out, and then you tried again. Let's go. I have a what? Yeah.
Perspective.
I have a black perspective in my life.
Yeah.
Oh, do I?
That one kind of works.
I have a black convalescent perspective.
Minus the convalescent part, but. It's
all right.
Good.
Okay. I don't even know how we got on that. Because
I don't
I'm racist?
Really,
is that
I forget.
What it was? Yeah, it was because I'm racist.
Yeah, because I mentioned the Zoe Scott a lot, a lot.
Yeah. Well, so Anna Kendrick, she was in...
Most pronouncedly, the scene in Twilight where she's baking in the sun and her boobies are just...
And that's...
Gadoosh!
And that's when me and Colby first noticed her.
Yep.
We woke up from watching the movie and go, huh?
Oh man.
Oh, boobs. Sweet. And then like...
Boobs. Boobs. Oh, they're gone.
Back to sleep. But, so that was the saving grace of Twilight. But then she's in Twilight, and then randomly, she's nominated for an Oscar for Up in the Air with George Clooney.
Never saw it.
It's a great movie.
Really?
It's a great movie.
I need to watch it.
And then, but she's wearing a pantsuit the whole time. But she's hot. She's still hot.
Yeah.
And then she's in that Scott Pilgrim as the sister.
Yeah, she was hot in that.
And she was hot in that. And then she's
and then
pitch perfect.
She was like that grunge kind of core girl that I would like.
Yeah.
She was just so hot in that. I can't.
I don't.
I'll change my celebrity crush from Ellen Page to definitely Anakin.
And you know, Ellen Page and her look about the same. I feel that Ellen Page is a little, like, not, like, a little dirtier.
Yeah.
Not, like, dirty in the dirty way, but dirty in the I'm not as clean type of way than Anna Kendrick.
Let me tell you about this movie I watched just out of pure boredom and depression.
Okay.
I watched, what's the name?
I watched a movie called Black Perspective.
Dumb movie about Italy or something like that that just came out. It's with Juno and then, Ellen Page, and Jesse Eisenberg. And also Alec Baldwin's in it.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know anything about this movie.
Who else? Penelope Cruz is in it as well. Like a whole bunch of people. So I thought it was going to be good. But it was like one of the stupidest movies I've ever seen. Jesse,
I've never even heard of it.
Guy. One second. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Do, 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 do. To Rome with Love, that's it.
Oh, okay, I have heard of that.
To Rome with Love.
Well,
Woody
that's
Allen,
the one, isn't that the
Cruz.
One with, it's like a whole bunch of, like, shorts almost. Like it's kind like of. A it's couple like, and mm-hmm. then another couple and mm-hmm. then it all intertwines. Because there's another one with Owen Wilson called To Paris with Love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then there's New York, I Love You. There's like a whole bunch of movies that are just about these cities, and they all. Isn't that the same thing?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
But that would make sense.
I'm not certain, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah, there's like a series, and they film them in like big cities all across, you know, the world.
I watched and that. Whatnot. There's this chick that was in it that played Jesse Eisenberg's girlfriend, and then her friend was Ellen Page. And then he started to fall for Ellen Page, and then, like, she was some fake.
So how come Ellen Page is more popular than Anna Kendrick? Has Ellen Page ever been Oscar-nominated?
No.
Is Ellen Page hotter than Anna Kendrick?
No.
So Ellen Page is a worse actor, and she's not as hot, and yet she's in Inception.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's her only big movie, I guess.
But Anna Kendrick. X-Men. Like, I mean, as a little role, but she was in it.
Yeah, she was.
And
she's had movies that she's carried. Like, I think the only movie that Anna Kendrick is carrying is Pitch Perfect. Every time else, she's a supporting character.
Yep.
But, like, Ellen Page is Juno, and she's in that stupid roller skating movie.
That was...
And, like, those are her movies. Like, they're for her.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand that.
I don't get it.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it. Well, I don't know. I feel like Ellen Page could be a better actress than... Anna Kendrick.
You think so? Mm-hmm. But Anna Kendrick has Oscar nominated, man.
Just because she was in one movie with George Clooney. That's why.
Well, it don't matter. She still was.
Just because Inception didn't win any awards, mainly because it was probably too confusing. But
Inception won a lot of awards.
Did it?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It won a lot of awards. Which one?
I'm sure it won some awards. I'm sure it won some awards.
Convalescent.
Siri, what awards did Inception win? Would you like me to search the web for what awards?
2010, Inception won the SAG Award for Outstanding Action Performance by a Stunt Ensemble in a Motion Picture, the BAFTA Award for Sound, the Oscar Award for Best Sound, and 5 other awards.
Burn.
Well, I did not think Siri would know that much. But
I didn't
thank
know
you,
either.
Siri.
That's crazy.
So, the main one that she said there was the Action Award, right? So that must have been
SAG
like the
SAG Award,
scenes.
Which is the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Action Performance by a Stunt Ensemble in a Motion Picture.
Yeah, so it's got to be one of those scenes like the hallway scene.
Yeah, but I think that they're probably praising the stunt team, not the actors.
Right.
Yeah.
I would agree with you on that, but still... I'm just trying to pick out the scenes that they were doing, like, which ones would have won that award for.
What awards did Up in the Air win?
Let's find out. Let's compare.
I don't see any showtimes for today.
Really?
But here's Up in the Air, released December 23rd,
How did I phrase the one about Inception? Okay. What awards did Up in the Air win?
In 2009,
I did not catch
Up in
that.
The Air won the Golden Globe Award for Best Screenplay,
that's a big one.
Motion Picture, and the BAFTA Award for Screenplay.
So it only won for screenplay, but there were nominations for acting in that
one. Gotcha. Well, either way.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't... But like, then there's that video game for the PS3 coming out called The Last of Us that I think I showed you the trailer for, where it's like this girl and this older dude, and like the world's overrun by like these zombie-like creatures. It looks really real. It's made by the people who made Uncharted.
Yeah.
And the girl is supposed to be modeled after Ellen Page.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I do remember that, yeah.
I don't...
Because she kind of looked like her.
Yeah, that's right.
Version.
I don't get why people like Ellen Page more than Anna Kendrick. I don't get it.
I don't either.
I mean, what about her makes her more appealing to somebody?
I don't know.
Is she, like, more homey, like, girl next door-ish?
She has really small boobs. Like, I'm talking... She's like the body of a 10-year-old child.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe she's not aggressive like to. Yeah. Maybe she's not like competing with other people.
I don't know,
so
but
normal.
Anna Kendrick's tiny as well. Like she is.
Yeah, but she's
pretty
so
tiny.
Hot though.
She
man.
Is hot though.
Yeah.
God.
I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Mm-mm. I don't get Ellen Page.
That Ellen Page is as popular as she is.
Nope.
No.
It's got to be the Juno thing. Did Juno win any awards?
Let's find out.
Come on, Siri. Got to phrase it right.
What awards did Juno win? Did I say wards?
Wards.
I did.
Wards.
I said wards.
Checking my...
Let's try this again. What awards did Juno win?
Awards.
Let Let me think about that.
Yeah, think.
Would
no.
You like me to search the web.
Okay,
for
I must not have phrased it the same way.
I think you did, though.
What awards did Juno win? It thinks I said you know.
You know.
I don't see any showtimes for June, but here's Kai Poche coming out Friday.
Kai Poche.
What's that?
She knows how to say Kai Poche.
It said June no.
God.
Let's try again. What awards did Juno win?
Nope. Let me think about
nope,
that.
Nope, not going to do it.
Stupid Siri.
Show me the movie Juno. Now it
I
worked.
I found three movies matching Juno.
What awards did Juno win? This ain't gonna work.
Come on, Siri.
Why doesn't it work for everything else?
Four movies.
You're so stupid, Siri, and I hate you.
I don't even exist. How can you hate me?
I hate you so hard. It's really...
I don't know what that means.
What?
If you like, I great. Can search the web for... I am taking Stallard.
What? I'm taking Stallard?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
I hate you so hard. How
is,
did she
I am
think?
Taking Stallard? I think she does that
Siri,
on purpose.
Yeah.
To make us more mad.
She's a bee, man.
She's the worst. Okay. Let's take another break. Try to get back on time. What we're doing is we're doing 15-minute breaks now.
Okay.
I mean, I know they sound really short.
Yeah? Kind of feel like it.
But it's been 15 minutes, man. That's cray-cray.
Break, break.
Break, break.
Break it a break.
I guess we're done talking about Anna Kendrick, right?
I mean, I have nothing else to say except she is the hottest one of. There's too many.
Are there hotter actresses
than
Anna Kendrick?
There have to be. Actresses, maybe not. Models, definitely.
What about Emma Watson?
Emma Watson, if she didn't have the boy haircut that
she
does.
She does have a really bad haircut.
Probably
right now.
Be pretty hot. Anne Hathaway is pretty hot.
Anne Hathaway's also got the big mouth.
Though. Yeah, she does. I could get past that pretty easily. Let me just say.
Well, the nice thing about Anne Hathaway, lots of nudity.
Lots of nudity.
The Anna Kendrick, Ellen nope. Page, Emma nope. Watson, none of them.
Anna Kendrick, she's having her time, man. It's going to happen.
You think
she's
so?
She's not one of those little prudy prudes.
What makes you say
Geller.
That? What makes you
I don't
say
care.
That?
I'm saying it. She better hear this, and then she better be like, oh, I got to do some nudity.
Yeah, no, this,
in the movie.
No, this creeper this told me to. Said, I got to do it.
Yep.
There's no reason behind that instinct. You just nope. think that she's
it's
going
coming.
To.
More, I can feel it.
More than Ellen Page.
In a part of me that I can't say on air.
I feel like Ellen Page is more likely to do nudity than Anna Kendrick.
But it would be pointless because we could just look up a 10-year-old child and basically...
Okay, Colby's going to look up naked 10-year-old children.
Yeah. I love little children.
Now I have to play that now.
I love little children.
Yeah, that was back when God. You were a little children.
Yep.
All right. That's okay, well, let's go to break then.
Break it a break.
And we'll come back and we'll try to be less of creepers.
I'll break on you.
This is Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
I really like you. There's no chance we can ever be together?
Only if you could promise me you'll never die.
You know I can't promise that.
If you did that, I would make love to you right now.
I promise. I will never die.
We tried to make them go to rehab, but they said no. Seth and Colby.
Welcome back.
Welcome to back.
To the Seth and Colby Show.
Back to the welcome. With the welcome to the back.
That's way too confusing.
We're back. That's yes. what it says.
Yeah, we are.
That's what I said.
That's what he said.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from
Do
anywhere
it.
In America. 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
Guys, we're not even halfway done with the show.
We are not.
We're not.
Even close.
Well, we're pretty close.
Hey. I don't need that.
Well,
don't
what
need,
is close?
I don't need the back sass, man. Okay, so this second Red Bull is kind of
making you a little crazy. It's always a crapshoot when we do when Colby has a Red Bull because yep. he either goes insane and does things like the Yak song.
Probably gonna happen.
Or he goes, and then
and
you can't. He can't talk
forever.
He dies.
That's happened.
But yeah, I mean, the last time we did a show back in September, we're a little hungover, had a rough night the day before. Yeah. It was Halloween.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No, that was September. Halloween? Where did you get Halloween? Answer me, you fool. Answer me.
I just realized that when you came up on Halloween, we didn't do a show.
Yeah, we didn't. No, we were gonna, but then we were just like, you were like, do you want to do a show tomorrow? I was like, nah. Why not? Let's just hang out.
I think we probably just made like 100 people mad. Yep. Like, what?
What?
You mean he only comes up twice a year and you didn't do a show one of the times he came up? Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we didn't.
You know, you may like to think that we're just always this funny,
but we
have our off times.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
We're always this funny.
Yeah.
We're the best people on earth.
We're gods of radio.
We're popes.
I think that should be a new t-shirt.
gods of radio. Well, radio gods is Don and Mike's thing. I don't know. Might be stealing. Only because I know it.
But they're radio gods, and we're the
gods
of radio.
Which is better, I think.
Which I think is more descriptive and very well put.
Okay, we'll do that. Gods of radio.
Maybe not. What about the devils of radio?
The devils of radio devils.
In the opposite direction.
What about radio devils?
Yeah.
Radio devils.
That sounds like a team name.
I'll put that up with the party rock shirt I'm going to make.
Party rock.
Hi, Schlardy.
Hi, Schlardy.
Anyway, welcome back to the Seth and Colby Show. It's segment number 4 now. Yes. Count them. Number 4.
4.
And we're happy to have you with us. You're watching 2, us live. Thanks a lot. 4. If you're not, be sure to tweet duo.com/live and tell your friends to come watch us, DEWOH.com. Or you can text and you can call us anytime you want. The phone number is 505-750-0304. So give us a call, people. It'd be nice.
You know what we've never done?
What?
I don't think we promoted all the duo stuff, but we've never actually promoted like our personal things, like say our Instagrams or
Twitters. Just want more likes on your freaking photos.
I'm just saying, I mean, it's possible. A lot of people promote their own stuff.
Would everybody please go to Colby J. Newman on Instagram and like his photos?
Like my photos.
It makes him feel
really
good. Did you just post one?
34. I did post one of you chilling on your phone.
Okay,
I was like, showtime. We'll tune in live.
I'll make you happy. I'm going to like that photo now. I'm going to like...
That's great.
Okay, that photo of me right there is not good.
How about I just take another one? How about that?
Yeah, I want your phone about 400.
Middle of the show. I like that one. That one's a good one. That one's going up next.
Okay.
So if you want to see these, follow me, Colby J. Newman on Instagram, or Colby Newman on Twitter, or Facebook.com/Colby Newman. It's pretty easy to find me. My name's Colby Newman. You Google, I'm there. Okay? Seth, I'm pretty sure, is the exact same way.
I am. Only I'm easier to find than Colby because there's some other Colby Newman who gets out there and squats on Colby's URLs and
God,
really makes
I hate
bad.
That.
That's why Colby
I
is like
that mofo.
Colby J. Newman at Gmail. Colby J. Newman on Instagram.
The Colby Newman on Instagram is not me. So I'm the Colby J. Newman because that's my middle initial. And you're never going to find out what it is. It's just Sarius. Colby Sarius Newman.
I thought it was G. Sarius.
Sarius?
Yes.
No.
I don't know what I'm doing.
No. I don't even know what just
Sarius.
Yeah. Just my middle name.
It's also your name of your Roman legionnaire.
Don't comment on my middle name. I don't like it. You don't make fun of
me. I'm waiting for this picture of me.
It's going,
the second picture of me to show up on Instagram.
This one is amazing.
Oh, look. You have 2 likes now.
Seth.
Look at that.
Mid talking. On Facebook,
Seth
too.
Mid talking.
Yep. There you go. It's up.
Great. Oh, it looked lovely.
Wow. Why have we never done that? Why have we never done that? We're famous.
We are so famous.
We're famous. So why not tell people where to find
us? Oh, here we go.
Can you just take a picture of me
and
mid-talk?
Oh, I did.
That's great.
Colby mid-talk.
Mid-talk.
Colby mid-talk.
So if you want to see any of these, you know where to go.
Yeah.
You know. I want to see it. I'm going to go like it. Is it funny? Come on. Reload.
I just love how we would have put our likes up, and now we're just posting the worst possible photos
the stupidest
we possibly can, and now any followers we have are like, why would they post these?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Screw it.
Seth, period. Mid-talk. And mine just says, Colby mid-talk. All right, well, yeah. So if you want to go and like our photos, and thank you to the people
it's
who already have.
It's possible that do. Mm-hmm.
No one really cares that much, which is why I don't promote it, because it's depressing. That's why.
It's not.
It is because no
it's
one
out there.
Because no one is going to follow you on Instagram because of that promotion.
You want to bet?
I would bet $1 billion.
So if I get one follower off of that.
And you can tell that they're a T-Sax like, and they're not like some girl making a duck face with the phone up here. Yeah, sure. I will give you $1 million.
Okay.
I don't have $1 million, but I'll give you it.
All right.
Give you a bill that says $1 million.
That's perfect. That's my future. That's my retirement money.
No one go like Colby's Instagram.
No one go there now. It's only private. I don't give you permission to go there.
You should. What you should do is promote your Snapchat.
My Snapchat?
Yeah, maybe listeners will send you pictures of them naked.
God, that would be terrible. I don't want people having my chat.
Really?
Snap name.
My Snapchat name is Chat Snap.
That's what they should have called it.
Chat Snap. My Chat Snap name is Seth Neiman. What a shocker.
Mine is not Colby Newman.
It's
so
not.
You'll never
it's
figure
not.
It out.
Historians of Colby and Colton, probably.
Possibly might guess it.
May know it.
But that's like probably one person. Other than us.
Yeah, I don't imagine there's a lot of Colby and Colton fans out there.
Not anymore. It's been gone since
2008. I'm a big Colby and Colton fan until I start listening to the show and then I remember how terrible it was.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I love it.
There are some shows.
The Best Of CD is great.
Yes.
But other than that, you
should probably go buy that.
Yeah, go buy the Colby and...
Do a show.
Colby doesn't get any money from it. I don't know why he's promoting it. I don't really either.
Because people need to listen to me.
No one buys it. That's why. Yeah, go listen to like 12-year-old sounding Colby.
Yes. Actually, never mind.
Fucking
that's
lie.
Embarrassing.
You did it
don't.
To me last night.
Don't.
I will plan the next attack on the Jews. Give it now. Give me the drumstick.
I love little children.
Seth is perverted.
Yep. That's the very same Colby that sits across me right now with his deep Barry White-like voice used to do this.
You did it to me last night.
Yeah, you did.
Got a shout-out from an 11-year-old child.
Best clip ever.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
Yeah, that was the best clip ever. So what were we going to talk about in this segment?
Well, since you pulled up Snapchat, I mean, we could talk about that.
I would love to get Snapchats from people.
I mean, it's pretty fun.
I love it.
I hate it.
Well, I wish everybody have it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I feel like it should be just a necessity, like on the phone, like default.
Everyone needs a Snapchat.
Not even just a Snapchat. Like on the iPhone, you can send a picture message and then you can like give it a time limit. Possibly.
I do. I think it's a great idea to have something like that.
Like even that. Are you taking a video of me?
I am right
on
now.
Snapchat?
Yeah.
Now who are you going to send it to?
I have no idea. And that's
just have it.
And that's the problem. Is that like, I just took a cool video. It's going to go to... I'll send it to Colby. Yeah. I'm sending it to Colby. I'm going to send it to Antonio. And I'm going to send it to Cam. And...
I didn't know Cam had a Snap.
I don't know if he does, but he's listed in here.
Huh.
And I'm going to send it to Chris and Malia. That's the most Snapchats I've ever sent to anyone ever.
And
so,
it's just me
talking right now about
right now.
It.
We're
and I got
so
I got a Snapchat from a person named Amber Waves 3 hours ago.
3 hours ago?
What's happening right there?
Cuddle pup.
There's a picture of a dog.
It was a dog. What do you know an Amber or whatever?
I don't think so.
So you just got a random one?
I did.
That's weird.
Hey,
I got a Snapchat.
Who from?
From Seth Neiman.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, who is that?
I don't know, man.
Let's see. What do I look like looking at myself while talking about myself? Looking. Wait, let's turn on some audio here.
Yeah, I'm going to hear it.
I do. I think it's a great idea to have something like that.
Given that. Are you taking a video of me?
I am right now. Snapchat. Yeah.
No.
That's past Colby talking to future Colby right now.
Right now, yeah.
God.
Dude, what if... Dude, I'm going to Snapchat you.
Okay.
And then when you open your Snapchat, I'm going to Snapchat you opening your Snapchat, send it to you again.
So it's a Snapchat?
It's going to be like
a Snapchat
of a Snapchat of a Snap. Okay, let's do this.
It's an Insnaption.
I'm going to give you a few seconds here to think of what you want to say. On Snapchat over and over again.
Okay.
So, because you're going to hear this 1,000 times.
1,000 times?
Well, probably not 1,000.
You only play it like once.
Just trust me on this.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Make it good.
All right.
And then tell me when you're ready.
All right. Go.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, and then I'm going to push the button.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Balls of Fury.
Okay. I have now recorded that video.
Forgot that was a movie. God dang it.
You want to redo it? You want to redo it? I haven't sent it yet. You want to redo it?
No, just send it.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you right now.
God, stupid movie.
All right, it has now been sent.
Oh, just got it.
Okay. Tell me when you're ready to open it.
3, 2, 1, opening.
Balls of Fury.
Okay, now I'm going to send that Snapchat I just took of you looking at that Snapchat to you.
And ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Opening. Balls of Fury.
Now I'm going to take a Snapchat of that Snapchat. Wait. This isn't working out like I wanted it to.
Is it?
Because it's just going to do the same thing this time. How did I think this was going
to
work?
I don't know. I was going with it to see if you were thinking of something like logical, but I never really had a clear understanding of what you were trying to do.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be like one of those things where you like videotape the screen and it just goes like boop, 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 boop.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. That's it's just going like to be the same thing over and over again. I'm retarded. What's up with that?
Well, there would have been like a... would have been like, ready, 3, 2, 1, go. Ready, 3, 2, 1, go. Balls of Fury. That's what it would have done.
Yeah. But that's not really worth it.
No.
I thought it was going to be super cool. It'd be like... like that, you know?
Nope.
Be all repetitive.
Good job.
But it's...
That failing epically at that skit.
Like that. Let's see, who is...
Idea.
Chris has now watched the video.
Okay.
Antonio has not. Cam has not. Damn. Malia has not.
Stupid people.
So, let's refresh. Cam has now looked at it.
Oh,
and
boy.
Antonio has now looked at
it. Oh, boy.
I will expect to get a Snapchat back.
They better.
I hope they do.
I'll stab them.
I hope I get a Snapchat back.
And I can.
It's rude to not Snapchat people.
Yeah.
So, please, if you're out there listening, Snapchat me and Colby something. I mean, if it's...
I never gave my username.
If it's of your...
Nobody's going to Snapchat me. Nobody.
If it's of your
don't
nude body...
Don't do it.
So you want people to like your photos on Instagram and...
No, I told them not to do that either. Don't do anything involving me. Never contact me, ever. I'm completely and utterly a recluse. This is... Everything online is strictly for me only. No one else.
Never putting this show up. And we're not live right now.
No, we're not.
We're not.
We're not. This is all a dream. In a dream.
Gotcha. Well, I still want people to Snapchat me, so...
Well, they can send all of their Snapchats on your way, and I'm sure I'll be seeing them here in a second whenever
you
get them.
Please Snapchat me. You get to have the joy of seeing my phone light up live, right here, live on the camera, as you won... Text message the show at 505-750-0304, or you Snapchat me, or tweet me at Seth Neiman,
or anything else.
Anything
Send
else.
Send us a written
If you go to the bathroom, my phone will light up. If you email us a picture of your dog's...
Chubby Cuddle Buddy or whatever that said.
What was that, man?
I don't know.
Who's Amber Waves? Who do you think that is?
I don't know, but they should probably send you another one or something to describe
who
they
are. Do you know anyone named Amber? Besides
Amber Rays? No.
Amber Waves.
Waves, no, I don't.
You know anyone named Amber at all who could have a name, Waves?
No, I don't.
It was sent 3 hours ago.
What was 3 hours ago?
Noon?
We weren't even on the show yet.
No, I know. That's why it's weird, because I don't think it would be a listener. It's just... Did some random girl just send me a picture of her dog?
I think so. What if there's another Seth Neiman out there?
There is.
Like Seth J. Neiman as their username.
What's his middle name?
Jafarius.
Jafarius! Black Jafar!
Oh, Jafarius.
Deceptions! Disgrace! Evil as plain as the scar on his face. Okay.
Now you tweet, text, or call what that's from, and we'll give you a billion fake dollars.
No, seriously, if anyone could tell us what we just did, I will send you a prize.
Yeah, we could send you like a shirt or something.
Yeah,
like
me and Colby can sign something.
Yeah.
I will literally send you this Rolo.
Yes.
And I will lick it now.
It's licked by our own Seth Neiman, the famous person of Seth. I was going to eat one, but then I remember I'm talking.
Yeah, because that stopped. That stopped us before eating. We stopped.
I remember that one show when we just had a steak dinner.
Yeah, your mom just brought us up steaks. We're just like, okay, we'll just eat
this.
That
was awesome.
Doing a show, eating steak.
That was great.
We live like kings.
We are kings.
We are kings. We're radio devils, and we're kings.
I own a company, which owns a country.
Does it? What's the name of the country?
In South Africa.
Oh, wow. Is it North Africa? Remember yesterday when you thought North Africa was a place? Remember that? Because I do. I remember that.
I was trying to tell a joke, and it ended badly. Remember you being like, I can jump this way and land in North Africa.
Yeah.
And by that, I meant Jersey.
Well, the reason we did the Mars rover on the moon is because in the last show, you thought that the Mars rover was on the moon.
I can't talk.
Of course, I said convalescent or clairvoyance or...
Convalescent, you got it right.
I don't remember what it was, but I said it.
You said that wasn't a word.
And then I didn't think Arizona Cardinals was a thing.
Yep. We're just both.
But I think we're doing pretty good this episode. I don't think we've done anything really well. You didn't know what visage meant, so you got that going for you.
I kind of just did that.
Let's see. Let's get an update on your Instagram likes. Let's see if anyone else has liked your photos. Okay, I have 3 likes on my photo.
Oh, boy.
That I put up. You only have 2.
God.
So that makes me officially more popular than you. So suck on that, man.
I got 2.
Yep.
Darn it.
But
on the other one, I have 2. So that makes 4 for 2 pictures.
That's only because you have 2 photos up.
If you put one up, you would only get 1.
Oh, how much you want to bet? You should unlike my photo and then be like, now you only have 2.
I don't think you can unlike it.
I think
it
you
either.
Can. Don't you push them and they just go
I
away?
I don't know. I just got another one, so that makes 3.
Oh, now I got it too. I have 4.
Dang it, Taylor. God.
That sounded pretty cool. Did you hear that? That was actually really evil. Now I have 4. I didn't know Taylor had an Instagram.
Ha!
Yes, I did, because I'm following her.
I got 4.
And I like 3 of her photos yesterday.
I got 4.
No, you don't.
I do. Bet money. Refresh.
What?
Refresh.
What? Who did this?
Blame.
Chris!
Your girlfriend.
Chris!
Blame it.
What are you doing in there? Don't like his photos?
Do not like his. That's better.
No.
Don't like his.
Don't like Colby's photos.
Leave me win this. Let
me
win.
We need to take a break so I can go punish my girlfriend.
All right.
All right. We'll be right back.
This. Online radio and TV from Manhattan, Kansas. This is Duo. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
It is King Arthur, and these are my knights of the Round Table. Whose castle is this?
This is the castle of my master, Guido Luamba.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Well, I'll ask him, but I don't think he'll be very keen. He's already got one, you see.
What? He says they've already got one. Are you sure he's got one?
Oh, yes, it's very nice, sir.
I told him we already got one.
Well, can we come up and have a look?
Of course not. You are English type, sir.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
What are you doing in England?
Mind your own business.
If you will not show us the Grail, we shall take your castle by force.
You don't frighten us, English pig dogs. Go and boil your bottom, sons of a silly person. I'll blow my nose at you, so-called Arthur King. You and all your silly English kniggets.
What a strange person. Now look here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Pigs in space.
Yeah.
The Seth and Colby Show.
Welcome back, Seth and Colby.
Welcome back.
That's we're having a great time today, so I hope Y'all are joining us.
Yeah.
And
watching live and stuff.
Believe me, if you're watching live, you should do what Charles says.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America.
Do it.
505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
That's right. Thank you very much, Charles. Of course, we'd love to hear from you, but we don't need to because we're that awesome.
We are.
So,
unbelievably awesome.
Yeah.
No matter what the situation.
So, we just had a big war on Instagram talking about our photos, whose photos are liked more, and my girlfriend liked Colby's, but not mine.
I just want to state for the record that I won that.
Well, we're tied.
For the tie. Well, I think the break kind of ended the whole competition there.
So then we're
and I was in.
Do we, no, we still
I
tied.
Won.
No, we tied.
No, I won.
No, you tied.
I think I won.
You had four, I had four. That's a tie. If you look at a scoreboard and one, the right says four and the left says four, that's a tie game, brother. So, I don't know what you're saying, but yeah, it's definitely a tie game. But
okay, just 1 second. Just one. Okay, there's me. Oh, now I liked my own photos.
It don't matter. He said
making it five.
You said the end of the break was
making
when it,
it
ended,
five.
Sir. It's
oh,
too late. You
whatever.
Already ended it.
Whatever.
You already ended the game. You already
Burr.
Ended the game, man. If you hadn't ended the game, then sure. But no, it ended at the end of the last break, as per your ruling, sir. So, son of that.
Fine.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
Tried.
Also, I got an invitation on a Snapchat. Someone added me, and I sent them a 10-second video of you doing absolutely nothing.
Just sitting here?
Yep.
Nice.
You didn't even notice.
You could have just warned me, and then I would have done something like crazy.
Well, I was really hoping what you would have done is look up at any point during the 10 seconds, and you'd be
I
like,
didn't.
Hey!
Hey!
But you didn't. It was literally 10 seconds of you doing this.
What was I doing on my phone?
I believe you were tweeting.
Ah.
Which is beneficial for the show, so I do appreciate it.
I did tweet.
But it was hysterical that you didn't even notice.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Didn't.
So, also, since we're... basically, now we're halfway. Over halfway now.
A little bit.
Colby decided he needed a wardrobe change.
I did.
So...
Got a new shirt.
Admire his clothing.
It's a new shirt.
It's beautiful. It looks
really
nice.
It's not new. I got it like 4 years ago, but it's a new shirt for you.
It's new to this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, enjoy that. It's a lovely shirt, sir.
It's nice and maroon. You maroon!
I think that's burgundy.
You're...
I want to say that's burgundy.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah, of course you would, because I know my colors.
Yeah.
I know my colors.
Yeah, you're a color fiend.
I am.
You fiend of color.
Whenever someone goes, who, what color is that? They go, ask Seth. He knows everything about colors.
Everything.
You
what's
English
this color?
Gold and silver.
Gold and silver.
Silver and gold.
When you say that's a bit more yellow gold rather than just
no,
gold.
No, it's gold.
No, it's gold.
It's just gold. Okay.
What's this blue?
That's blue.
You just get blue?
Yeah.
No special name for
no,
the blue?
No, it's just blue, man.
I think it's like a navy blue.
I believe it's Red Bull blue.
It's Red Bull blue.
Yep. Technically, that's correct.
I guess.
So
whatever
now,
you want to do.
Now what?
So you
told me a couple breaks ago, we never talked about it, about this app that you have.
Yeah.
Speaking of social networks.
Yeah. There's an app called Meet Me. And like out of all of
do you
apps,
want listeners to add you on this app before I get into it?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
I don't really know how you search people on this app.
Gotcha.
I don't think you can.
So what is it and what is it? What are you supposed to do with it?
Oh, you can. Okay. No, you can search. My name's Colby Newman, so I think you can find me that way. But basically, all it is just random people have profiles, and you scroll through, and it gives you more listings of it. It's basically an app, so people who want to have sex have a place to go to find people that also want to have sex.
So is it
local-based?
Mm-hmm. So, like, right now it searches people in Manhattan
yeah.
who are on Meet Me.
Which is inconvenient because I was searching it earlier and it was just giving me all Manhattan. I'm like, I don't freaking live in Manhattan,
yeah.
so that's not really helping.
Well, you could have a one-night stand up here.
I could. That is true. That could happen.
Wouldn't it have been hilarious if, like, you pulled a Borat and you showed up at my house yesterday and you had, like, a big black prostitute with you?
Yes.
That would have been awesome.
Hey, Seth.
Also
this
awkward.
Is my friend... Takashi Nada.
You are on a roll today with names, man.
Takashi
Nada.
That sounds like a
Jafarius.
Mix. That sounds like a mix of some Asian black crossbreed. Takanashawa or whatever I just said.
I forgot what it was already.
Yeah. Takanashawa.
But it was hysterical. So we
it was good.
But yeah.
It was good. But yeah, you just get on there, you talk to people.
Do you do that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I literally have a profile with like four pictures and I just look.
What pictures of you were on there?
My profile picture right now on Facebook, the one that I had on Christmas with the nice shirt on, one of me at work at one point. And one more. I just don't know what it is.
The full nude, right?
Yeah, the full nude one.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, the full nude.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, any luck meeting people?
No, because I don't talk to people.
Anybody reached out to you?
Yes. Fat women. A lot. A lot of fat women are just like, hey, what's up? Hey, you're hot. Hey, sexy. I'm just like,
no.
Leave me alone, please.
What is your dream scenario
Creeper.
Having this app that
I don't know.
Anna Kendrick's going to send
like
you?
Yeah, like some
message?
Random hot chick so to be like, hey, what's up? Hey, I'm real.
Hey, I'm real. Hey. You show up and it's me.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm still going to sign up for a fake account.
God, I would beat you in
totally
the face.
Troll you.
I'll beat you. Alive.
You won't even know it's
me. To death.
Because I'm such a good woman.
But we're going to meet eventually, and then I'll figure out it's you, and then...
That's true.
You know.
I bet 90% of the people on that app are fake, or men.
Yes. I would agree with you. A lot of them are either just straight up either ugly, fat, or fake.
Yep.
I don't think there's real people on there.
Well, you're on there.
Except Antonio.
Of course Antonio's on there.
Antonio's on there.
Of course Antonio's on there.
Yeah.
Is he hooking up with other Guidos on there?
I think he meets a lot of girls on there. Yeah. Apparently. But he went on a date with one the other night, and it was really awkward, he said. I was like, yeah, that's probably what you get for meeting up with someone just offline.
He actually met someone on the app and went on a date with them.
Yep. Yep. He said they were really weird.
You think?
They were women, though. That's the thing.
They were women.
There wasn't like some fat guy. It was a woman, but she was just straight up crazy weird.
Dude.
That's what he said. Yeah. That's why I'm not on that.
It kind of blows
much.
My mind that Antonio would actually do that.
I go back and forth. Like, sometimes I delete my profile just because I'm like, this is way too creepy. And then sometimes I'm just like, well, who really cares?
Well, you got to look at it like all the women on there are probably women versions of Antonio.
Yeah.
And those are the people that you're going to talk to out there. Do you really want to go on dates with those people?
No.
Yeah.
That's why I don't talk to people off of it. It's because I've gotten tempted. I'm just like, well, could try and... start a new relationship with somebody off this, but then I'd be considered a really creepy bastard. So
wouldn't it be funny though if somebody knew someone who got married on Meet Me?
God,
that's never gonna happen.
No, I don't think that's ever happened.
Is it a free app?
Yeah, it's free. Yep. Except you can buy like lunch money or something like that.
So what's the difference between it and like using just Facebook local search to find hot women?
I feel like it's less personal. Like, that's what I thought.
Okay.
It's like, my Facebook, I put stuff, like, I... Facebook,
yeah, you post pictures of me doing this.
Yeah. Facebook is mine. I actually update it. I keep up with it. But this thing, I can just post randomly if I really
so
want.
So you think
I
everyone that's on the
people.
Service is into what the service is for, which is hooking up.
Yeah.
So if you're on there, you're just ready to hook up with randos.
Basically.
So like, I mean, you're ready to hook up with randos.
That would be the only reason to have it. Because other than that, the app is actually really crappy.
You're
like,
incriminating it is, yourself
it's
so
the
bad.
Dumbest thing. Ever.
Only a moron would be on this service.
I don't like the fact that I'm on it, but
yeah.
I am because of Guido Ass Antonio, so...
Is that his nickname?
Guido Ass Antonio 23. Go look him up. No, it's not him.
That would be great
but
if it was.
You should try and see if anybody's
if
like
he's
that.
Watching, Antonio, you gotta make that your name from
yep.
now on. That's
Guido Ass Antonio.
That's a great name.
You know, I bought him a shirt.
Really?
Yep. It says, like, it's the Godfather logo, except it says the Guido,
oh,
and that
God.
Has his name on the back. Panella.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I bought
where did
that.
You get that made?
I think I found it online somewhere. But yeah.
It said Panella on it already?
No. I put it on there. It was like custom made. I put his last name on the back. But yeah, it was the Guido, and he wears it all the fucking time.
Oh my God.
It's terrible.
That is terrible.
Yeah.
You're a good friend, but also a terrible friend.
I know, because
time.
It's like, hey, dude, cool shirt, but it's also
you're
making
encouraging,
fun of you.
And
so.
You're also encouraging him to live that
yeah.
lifestyle. Did he text you?
Yep.
What'd he say? Open it up.
Laugh my effing ass off at Seth's Snapchat.
So he's not watching, and he's
shut
also...
Shut up, Guido. He's going to be like, all right, F you, man. Whatever. He's going to get seriously hurt by that. He's like Matthew.
Really?
He is. He gets
oh,
a little,
man.
Gets a little butt hurt sometimes.
Speaking of Matthew... Should we talk about him?
Yeah.
You want to call him?
Yeah.
Let's call him.
Yeah, let's call him.
Can't hurt. I bet he doesn't answer.
Wait. He definitely thinks I live up here now.
That's right.
So
we got to remember that you live
and
up here. And we have
names?
Mike and Jason.
Mike and
are
Jason.
Are two of
okay.
my friends that actually don't exist that Matthew says does. Okay, what did he say back?
You guys still doing the show?
Yes.
Yes, we are. Pretty obviously still doing it.
Pretty obvious.
Pretty obvious.
Come on, Matthew.
He might be. He should be watching. I emailed him a theme to a show he says he's going to do, and I said, watch T-Sacks at 3, or at 1, not at 3, because that would...
Not well, if good. He's watching, then he just heard us say that.
Hello.
Hello, are you watching the show?
No.
Of course you're not.
Of course you're not.
Why would you be watching?
You this? Loser. Matt.
Yes.
Hey, Matt. I haven't talked to you probably. In like 4 years, man. How's life?
Life's all right.
Life's all right? That's all you have to say?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's all I have to
You got say. Any more for me here? I need details. Nothing.
How's your pubic lice?
Yeah, how about that? Did that go away or is that still a problem?
I didn't even hear what Seth said.
Oh, I bet you didn't. It's nothing to be ashamed of, man.
He said, let me state it okay. very clear. Pubic, as in the hair around your genitals, lice. How's that going for you?
See, it all cleared up?
Oh, God. You guys still ask some of the dumbest questions?
So is that a no? It's still there? Running rampant?
Yep. I mean, he's trying to not talk about it.
Yeah, we understand.
I understand. It's kind of embarrassing.
It's a sensitive subject for you. We got
I mean, we just wanted to know, man. Like, I know that affects your life in a major way.
And Shay's life.
I just want to make sure that you're all happy, good, and
yep.
lice-free, you know?
We care about you, man.
We care.
That's why we ask.
We care.
You're still insane.
What are you doing today that's more important than watching
yeah,
our show?
Yeah.
What are you doing
our
right
Our show's like...
What are you doing right now?
Like the presidential debates. You gotta watch it. Even though...
No one watches those.
They're over, Colby. God.
We can't
I never said they were on now.
We can't reference...
You dumb.
We can't reference anything in the past.
God. Oh, the debates are over. You can't ever bring them up again. They're off limits.
You can only make presidential debate references during the presidential debate.
God.
Don't you know anything?
Not anyone watch the presidential debates after the election is over. They're pointless now.
I don't know what you're saying.
I said our show is like the presidential debates when they're on. People watch it because they want to know who they want to vote for, Matthew. God. Use the brain.
Vote Neiman, 2016.
Vote Neiman. I would vote for you.
We're debating
you're
each other. You're not supposed to.
Oh, so I'd vote Newman. Newman, vote for me. We don't even not even listen to Matthew anymore.
No, we don't care what he said. Okay, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What's up?
Working on show stuff for.
Oh, you're actually working.
Oh,
you know, I would if I was less humble. I would say the best way to learn how to do a good show is to watch the best show ever.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Applause for us. Applause for us. What's up? So,
I mean, if you're doing research on how to be, you know, how awesome. To have a good show, you should probably
how to be
take
sexy.
Notes.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
Nope.
No? It's kind of no. insulting.
Yeah, it is.
Your show
yeah.
wouldn't,
thanks,
wouldn't
Matt.
Help, actually.
It would. No. It would help. It would.
I feel like you can learn this thing called comedy. You need some of that in a show if people are going to listen. And
also, I heard through the grapevine, and Colby, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I did hear that our show cures pubic lice.
I'm pretty sure it does.
So I think that listening to the show would also help you in that area.
I'm pretty sure Shay listened, and she had it because you have it, you know.
Yeah, obviously.
And so
and now she's clean.
She's clean.
She's pure.
She's all good again.
So don't infect, don't infect that poor girl again. We don't,
yeah,
we
you
don't
need
want
to watch
that.
The show. That way you can clear up that pubic lice.
Oh, dear God.
All right, bye. Okay. That was worth it.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I love ragging on Matt.
I don't get it. I mean, literally, he hasn't been on this show in, what, 3 years, mm-hmm. maybe? I think the last show he was on was our show we did in December of 2010, and he was on the pre-show to test the phone system. So he wasn't even on that show. He just happened. If you paid for it, he was on that version.
Gotcha.
For like 20 minutes.
Hmm.
But he has not been on a show since the last show he was on in 2008. So that would have been May of 2008 was the last time Matthew made an appearance. It's been almost 5 years, and that's what he brings to
that's
the table.
That's what he brings.
That's what he brings.
Let me just recap probably all of the words that he
guys,
chose to say.
You guys are still just
you guys
stupid
are,
as
you
guys, are. Yeah,
hey, I'm working on, I'm working on show stuff.
Forever right now, so. And yeah, it's so good. So.
Yeah, Matt, you know you're on the radio where you talk a lot.
And he's not even going to listen to this.
No.
We can say anything we want about him right now. It wouldn't matter.
He does seriously have pubic lice, though. That's the sad part about us joking.
Because it's not a joke.
It's not.
It's not a joke. It's a real
it's
thing.
It's a real, real disease caused by not listening to our show. So if you don't want pubic lice...
They don't know this because they're not watching right now, though.
Good point.
Yeah.
Maybe we should make sure this says cures pubic lice. Where the... I can cure your pubic lice.
I wonder how many people would buy that one.
No one would. No that's one. That's it. Okay, what's Antonio say? We got an Antonio update.
Who has pubic lice?
You should ask Antonio, how's the pubic lice?
You.
Well, all right.
See, the funny thing is, he probably knows that I texted him that before he actually received the text.
Yes.
He's like, oh, it's just being funny. Ah, you.
he gave you a chance to not be you.
Yep.
But you are you.
I am.
And that's why we love you.
And that's why I'm here.
Yep.
Oh, you're just being as immature as always, Colby.
Oh, man, you're just so
Colby.
Stupid.
That's not funny. I'm doing show prep right now. So, you know, I can't watch.
Hey, man, it's not hot. It's not hot.
No.
Is it hot yet?
Don't do this to me.
Hey, your pants are on fire.
Don't do this to me. You're gonna make me rage out. I'm going to rage. I'm going to turn into the Hulk.
All right.
I hate that guy.
God,
I hate him.
Matthew.
I hate him. Call him up. Just tell him I hate him. I'm going to hang up.
Hey, Matt, your pants are on fire. Is it hot yet? No.
But he answers like, hello. He's not going to answer now. Are you kidding me?
Antonio said, who has pubic lice? I said, you. He said, amazing. I shared it with him Monday.
Really? Right, he's not going to answer. Okay.
Yeah.
Leave your name, number.
5 years he hasn't been on this show. This show. The most amazing show ever. He hasn't been on it for 5 years. Grace him with our attention. He doesn't even answer the phone when I call him again.
What?
I'm not going to answer the phone.
A douche.
Time. I'm not going to do it. It's
all they're going to do is make fun of me. I don't even want that. Like, that's not even worth it, right? Yeah, Shay, am I right on this?
Shay,
am I right?
Shay, you know I'm better than them, right?
Come on.
Shay,
I'm better than that, right?
I'm not even going to answer. Shay's probably in a closet crying somewhere.
Well, I'm in a loveless marriage. Okay.
I need Antonio needs to stop watching.
Oh, is he watching us now?
No, he's just being a dick now. He's just being a straight-up dick.
Why? What's he doing?
Okay, listen.
I am Antonio. I'm a dick.
Amazing. I shared it with you Monday. You look like a pussy. Small arms. I feel special. And then I said, I will eat you.
Small arms?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Antonio, for not commenting on my arm size.
Oh, he will now.
They're large.
Just because he thinks that he's part of the show. We could call Antonio.
You
I mean, that's
him?
A possibility.
You can give me his phone number.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's call Antonio.
Let's do this because actually, let's take a break.
All right,
because we're already way late.
Yep,
and then we'll come back and then we'll call Antonio. How about that?
Seth, you look sexy.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. We're gonna give you a call about 10 minutes.
Yep.
So stick around.
Yep.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Who's that dude?
What dude?
The blue dude. Tell him to stop staring at me. I don't like that dude. I don't like that dude.
Every day I'm hustling. Living the thug life. Seth and Colby.
That's us, the biggest thugs you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. What's up?
Every day I'm hustling.
Yep.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yep.
Every day I'm hustling.
Yep.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Yeah, we are.
Every day I'm hustling.
Hustling all day.
Every day I'm hustling.
Every day. Every day. Every day. All night. All morning. Every single day. Every afternoon. All hustling, all time. Yep.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America. 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
That's right. Call us or text us if you want to get a hold of us.
If you want.
We're here. We're live.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to.
So I think we're going to have a short segment right here.
Okay.
We've got two commercial breaks left, and we're about 10 minutes behind. So let's have a short little break here, and let's get back on schedule. So what I want to talk about. I know you have written on your paper here at WSU.
Yeah.
So my life is exactly the same, and it's, you know, people listen to my show. I have a show I do every week. And although it's not this show is much better, but people can kind of keep up and figure out what I'm doing every week.
Right.
So let's catch up with Colby. Colby, how's your life?
It's life, you know, going to school,
yeah.
Work, school, more work. And then weekends like this, and then...
and then more work, more school.
3 months of same stuff over and over again.
Yeah.
But still going to WSU.
Wichita State.
Yeah. Number one.
Go number one.
Number one,
that's
shocker.
That's what the pants say. That's what the pants
that's
say.
That's what the pants.
Colby has a pair of pants.
No, I don't.
That's it. He doesn't own pants.
I don't.
If he did, though, a pair of pants that he would buy
these
would be
fake.
Would be a pair of pants. That's actually his skin.
This is my tattoo.
It's a tattoo
it's a
of jeans.
Tattoo.
He has a problem with his butt. It's too big.
Yeah.
He's a big black woman booty. And so he just got pants tattooed on. So he would stop having to worry about getting them tailored and altered and all that all the time.
Why not?
So, I mean, it's just crazy.
But, yeah, I'm going to WSU. I haven't taken a whole bunch of the boring classes, the general education classes, you know. I need to get them out of the way, but I really don't want to. And the main one that I really am despising to take is public speaking. One, this show, I can talk because it's you and me.
Yeah, it is.
You
There's
and me.
No one listening.
No one
just text us F. Compton. No one did that. It's just you and me. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
There's no one with big, fat, retarded hands hitting jingles all over them.
No.
Oh, my bad.
So public speaking, I really don't want to take.
That was like the Family Guy equivalent of me hitting every button. It just lasted way too long and then ended.
Abruptly.
Yeah, way too abruptly.
I could talk to you pretty easily.
Yes, as we could tell.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when it comes to speaking in front of a group of people
and about a subject that you're appointed.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Don't want to do that, per se. So that is going to suck whenever I have to do that. I'm probably going to take it online, because apparently you can, videotape yourself, and I feel
that's
like
what
that
Chris
would
was
be
saying,
a lot
right?
easier.
Yeah, I think so.
So that might be what I'll have to do, but I'm definitely going to find some, loophole. Or take it somewhere that it's not, so big that I can transfer the credit to. Because I'm not taking that class.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. It's I have an adamant
description. Out of all the classes you have to take, that's the one you don't want.
Yeah. I don't care about anything else. I'm just not speaking in front of a group of people. Yeah. I don't want to do it.
So you're going for a graphic design degree.
Mm-hmm.
What point does public speaking play in that degree? Or is it just a general class?
It's a general thing. No matter what, if you go to WSU, you're going to have to take a public speaking course.
Why?
Rather than be online. It's.
I guess it helps in real life to know how to speak in front of people.
There's not going to be a situation where I have to speak in front of a group of people that I don't know.
That's right.
You know, I'm never going to be on a stage.
Never
I'm
a
never
time.
Never going to have to do that.
Never going
to
be
and
a time.
And if there is, I'm going to try to avoid it.
What if this show does a live show?
Well, in that case, that'd be a little different. I don't know. That'd be a weird occasion.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't think we'd do a South by Southwest live show?
That'd be weird.
Would you do it or not?
I would be very nervous about it, but I'm pretty sure we could do it.
Well, I know I could do it.
Have to take some Xanax or something like that to chill me out, but... Yeah.
He passed out on the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Hey, I'm guys. Out of you guys. Boom. and I'm like, well, I can't refund your guys' ticket, so I'm just going to dance for the next half hour.
Do you have to pay for the video, or is it free now?
No, it's free.
It's free?
Yeah, you want people to watch it?
Go watch the video, because that dance is just too good to miss.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day.
But yeah, public speaking, absolutely not.
Put that on Instagram, people.
Not going to do public speaking.
So when we do our show next year, we'll have to ask you how public speaking is going.
Because I need to do it before sophomore year, which would
And you're a sophomore this year?
I will be in fall.
Okay, so this is the end of your freshman year.
Yep.
Is it opposite?
It would technically be sophomore for me.
I feel
me.
Like this is the opposite. I feel like most people, this is the middle of their year, and you're at the end.
No. Well, I'm in the middle of my second semester, and then it will end in May.
I know, but I feel like Chris, for example, this is her second semester.
Yeah, that's how school works, man.
I don't know how that works. I didn't go to no school. Me dumb. Me no college.
Me caveman.
Me caveman, no cool school. Me snow talky talk. But public speak me good.
Me good. Me good at public speak.
Yeah, because I'm
See, that's what
I'm great at making a fool of myself, as you can tell from this. I added a wink and a point there at the end, yeah.
It's something with your mouth, too. That was kind of weird.
I don't know.
Remember,
this thing is, yeah, has a mind of its own. It's its own brain. It's a mouth brain.
It just
mouth
moves
brain.
Around.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, Colby, what's going on, man? Now, see, the video can't pick that up. It's not high quality. Wouldn't it be funny if we had a camera operator and I could just dramatically turn and then it would zoom in on my mouth and I'd be like, It's never going to happen.
That'd be
though.
Gross.
It would be, but it was never going to happen. So to get us back on break, I mean, you got anything else you could talk about, or are we good?
WSU, I mean, it's not bad. It's got a good-looking campus. I like the campus of it a lot.
Really? Because I always feel like I'm going to get raped every time I go
really?
There.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, I definitely had a really late-night class on, like, a game night,
yeah.
So a lot of people were there. I had to park, like, a mile away from my classroom.
Yeah.
I had to walk.
You know, and I think now that you say that, it is more the area than it is the campus. Mm-hmm. Like, when I'm actually driving on WSU, it's really nice. Mm-hmm. When I'm driving on the streets next to WSU, I'm going to get raped.
17th Street.
Yeah.
God,
it's
yeah,
one of those streets
pretty...
where you just lock your door and
yep.
you drive down.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know why people lock their doors. They drive down bad streets. It's not like some guy's going to come running up next to your
yeah,
car
it's possible,
and,
man.
And jack you out.
No,
but...
on a stop. I do that sometimes. Like if I'm in bum nowhere,
yeah.
right?
Like,
I'm
right next
like,
to WSU.
You know, somebody could probably just walk up to my car, open my door, and punch me in the face. Steal
yeah.
my car.
Yeah, probably.
Probably not going to do that.
What happens if
lock
there's
the
no one in... Oh, you know what happens in Grand Theft Auto when the doors are locked? The guy walks up, he pulls the door, it's locked. Then the guy gets out of the car to say,
like,
hey, what are you doing in my car,
doing?
Man? You trying to jack me?
Him.
And then you just shoot him in the face, and
yeah.
you get in his car, and you drive
it's
off.
The dumbest thing ever.
So the moral of the story is, if you're going to WSU late night, don't unlock your doors for the carjacker.
Yeah.
I believe that's a life lesson.
One, the campus is very poorly lit. Like, there's a lot of just dark crevices.
Yeah.
They have, like, these police, like, buttons that you can press, like, all over the place, just in case, but...
Just in case. Yeah. Okay, State has them, too.
Either way, the police are gonna take probably a good minute or so.
Yeah, it's not like
there.
The rape's gonna be in the, like...
He's not gonna do it right there in the middle of nowhere. He's gonna
yeah.
knock you out and take,
they take
you somewhere.
Yeah,
then,
if you hit the button, you're probably not even gonna be there anymore.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, rapist, you mind if you rape me right here under the light?
Yeah.
So, people show up, they can stop it. Is that okay with you? You all right with that? Yeah.
Yeah, but the good thing is, like, I'm getting bigger now. I'm working out and stuff.
Yeah, you're not
so
really a risk for getting raped. You're more at risk for raping
yeah.
at this point.
So, like, I
yeah.
feel like people would see me and be like, I should probably second guess whether or not I should rape
yeah, they,
this guy
do you
now.
See people walk across the street when you're coming, like, cross over? Because
mm-hmm.
they see you coming, like, oh.
No.
Go over here.
No. I don't think so.
It's because the Asians just aren't very intimidating, man.
No.
That's why.
No. Guy with this haircut. Not that intimidating.
Yeah. Well, people don't ever cross the road for me. They walk up and they like, oh, look, a cuddly bear.
I was about to say a teddy bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that a few times.
Yes, you have. Yeah. Remember when I was a werewolf for Halloween and people petted me all day?
God, that, like, I can't count how many people came up to you and was like, hey.
A lot of people just petting my chest.
I mean, I guess drunk people do that a lot.
Yeah, they probably do. I mean, I can't blame them.
Oh, Fluffy!
I can't honestly
pet
say I wouldn't pet someone who
pet
was wearing faux fur either. Pet the furry wall.
Furry wall.
Yeah, pet the furry wall. God. Why can't all things be this simple?
I'm gonna cover my whole house in this.
My house is gonna look like a werewolf. Okay. Oh, dude, you know what we didn't do? We didn't call Antonio.
God dang it.
Oh, man. Well, Antonio, if you're still watching live, don't go anywhere. We're going to call you first thing next break. We had to do a short one. Sorry about that.
Sorry, bud.
We're going to give you a call back right after this,
yeah.
man. I promise. 10 minutes. We'll be right back.
Online, radio, and TV. Welcome to the next level. From Manhattan, Kansas, this is Duo. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Pizza for Adam West.
No! You gave me Canadian bacon instead of bacon? This misdeed cannot go unpunished. Pizza delivery man, prepare to meet your maker at the hands of my cat launcher. Damn, I lost him. All right, cats, back in the bag. Come on, Fluffy. Come on, Mittens. Come on, Paul. What a ridiculous name for a cat. Paul, that's a person's name. A person's name. Oh, Paul.
Matthew asked for judgment, and here's our ruling.
Exile.
The Seth and Colby Show. That's a very accurate thing. We made that yesterday, you know, thinking just about Matthew being exiled. He really is exiled now, I think.
Yeah, I think he is.
I think he is.
No more Matthew.
After 4 years
four
of
years
not
being
on the show.
All he has to say is, God, you guys are just as immature.
It's so terrible. I'm not funny. I have pubic lice.
That type of stuff. It's horrible. So
screw that guy.
Yeah, Matthew. So everyone else, listen to Charles. Matthew, exile.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America, 505-750-0304. You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world. Email at SethandColby.com.
So please do that. Your email address is email at SethandColby.com. We don't ever check it. But you can text us. We do check that quite often. So by quite often, I mean constantly. It's right here in front of me. Here, I'll put it up.
Put it up. Look at it. It's right there.
There you go.
It's right there.
You text, it'll show up right there. So here's your chance to shine. Just send anything you want. 505-750-0304. We've got two segments left for you.
Anything.
One, the final hour of Seth and Colby.
Final
hour. I think we're more than generous this time around because usually we come up here, we do one show a year, it's 2 hours long. This time we're going to do more than one show a year, I guarantee it. And
true,
we're doing a 4-hour show.
Yep.
And if I do say so myself, it's the best show we've ever done.
Yeah?
I would say so. So it's all downhill.
It's definitely
from here
on the list. It's all downhill.
It's all downhill.
Never going to get better.
Colby, we forgot to mention your wardrobe change in the last break.
Yep.
We put on the white shirt, and now your wardrobe change is we added the hoodie.
Yep. Just changing it up a little bit for you guys.
Colby's
something different to look at.
Colby's putting in the nipples. Extra effort for our video watchers out there. And of course, if you're listening to the show, which of course you
are. I'm milking my hoodie right now.
Okay, that's maybe the opposite of what we would say to try to promote the video. You go to duo.com/SethandColby, or you go to SethandColby.com and click watch video. Everything's free.
Either
now,
one
so
that you want.
That's right.
It's all for your
you get
viewing
to see me,
pleasure.
You get to see me dance. You get
for
to see Colby
absolute free
milk himself.
Yeah.
That's what we want to see.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got two breaks left. We talked about Buster, talked about old people, talked about Anna Kendrick being Hosballs, talked about how Colby doesn't even like Duo on Facebook,
and
we talked about how the Pope retired.
That's not a lie. Well, we can talk about those, the videos that I've been doing with my cameras.
That is true. Do we want to make an announcement right now?
I mean, we can. I was going
to
save the announcement part for the end of the show, but
let's
I can
do
just
that.
Talk about them right now.
All right, talk about it.
Damn it.
See if anyone can, what?
Nothing.
Okay, just
ignore it.
All right.
Anyways, been making some videos. Like I've
did
been
he
in.
Remind us?
What
did he remind us?
Yes, he did.
Damn it!
I know.
Damn it! He ruined the joke.
He did.
He really wants us to call him. Don't
yes.
Should we just call him?
Yeah, call him up. Let's see. I'll talk about it here in a bit.
Oh, I need his number. I don't have it.
Let's see what he has to say.
You better you better make it worthwhile.
Yeah, you got to be some funny guy here, Antonio, and also remember, don't cuss. How about that? Try to remember that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, try not to.
There you
yeah
go. Yeah. Well, you technically did have his number since, you know, he texted in, but
someone said you're gorgeous, by aww the way. Your wardrobe changed. Someone said you're gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's a starred one, you said?
Yes.
All right, let's see here. His phone number is 316-497-8359. My favorite bit.
That's not my number.
All right, we called Antonio. It was a good time.
You're welcome, Antonio.
Oh, I feel bad. We'll call him back. We do that.
That's not my number.
And do you think Antonio is one of those guys that would actually want his number read
on
the air?
So I think
you
would.
Shut.
Antonio, do you want your number listed on the air where
you
anybody
want us,
online
you
can
want us
call
to tell
you?
Oh, yeah.
Thousands of people
yeah
your phone number?
Duh.
Okay, give
yeah
it out.
Thousand.
Give it out.
For the four people that are watching this right now.
Is that how many you're watching?
I think so. I checked earlier or something like that.
Someone said you're a player.
Oh, yeah?
Just got a text. Antonio is a player.
Antonio is a player.
You're not texting
what
that in yourself, are
you? Are
you
texting that in yourself?
You're not texting
Antonio
in compliments
no
about yourself
that
to the show.
Be cool.
No,
no, the S Compton was me. The picture was me. And the
what
C muscle was me.
Okay, I saw that one, yeah.
Yeah, but that was it.
All right, let me, I don't know if we get pictures.
So, Antonio, you've been hitting up the gym recently, man? Yeah.
How
much bench now?
240, I think. Oh. I did yesterday.
I thought it was like 350 or something like that.
350.
That's pussy, man. Come on.
Yeah, man, I can bench like, 975
yeah, come
pounds.
On. Can't do that.
Yeah, last night, I'm not joking. I don't want to brag. Last night, I bench pressed a Honda Civic. I literally got underneath it and just started lifting it.
Antonio, I'm going to send you the photo I drew of you when I was bored here on the show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so you can just enjoy this.
Yeah.
Just for a hot second.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
But like, Seth was doing his little dance.
Yeah.
I'm glad I wasn't there because that table would have flipped.
Is that an erection joke?
I think that is an erection joke.
I got it. Thank you.
I was wondering. I was like, flipped. I'm like, what's he talking about? But
okay, I just got this.
Yeah, you just got that photo?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it?
I haven't looked at it yet.
Oh, you're going to look at it.
Colby, can you describe the photo for our listeners, please?
Well, it has to do with him being
nude. It's not a photo. It's a sketch.
Thanks, man.
It's a sketch, yes. It's a sketch of him nude.
I have a nice ass.
Yeah, you do. I made it especially nice, even though it's not that nice in real life. I can attest to that.
Have you seen it a lot?
I can attest to it.
Okay.
Maybe like once or twice.
Okay, it's kind of weird.
Hey.
It's a little strange.
Hey.
Just saying, I've known you for...
You've never seen my ass?
Never.
Pretty sure you've seen my ass.
I don't think I ever have. I
think you've seen my ass.
I even have.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
It is awkward.
Why is my ass all over the place? Like, why are so
it's
many
not.
People?
It's apparently just
ass.
In Antonio's house. I think that's the problem.
Yeah.
it's a little
you
awkward.
Might have something to do with that gay sex.
I put it on Instagram, too.
I don't know.
Yeah, put that up weird? On Instagram. Yeah, go for it. So, Antonio, how are you enjoying the show so far? Did you only start listening when we started talking about you, or have you been watching the whole time?
I came in on Pubic Life.
Gotcha. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
Yeah, that guy's a douche, isn't he?
That guy is a douche.
He is the worst.
I always thought it was about me because I just
no, not you, Colby. Not you, Matthew, the guy we were talking to on the phone, Matthew.
Yeah, I think you missed that part.
He's a douche. Just say Matthew's a douche because he is.
Matthew's a douche.
He is. He's a giant douche.
Douchey McDouche pants. Douchey.
All right, so I'm going to give you. Colby has some announcements to make, so we're going to move on with the show. But I want to give you some time here to say anything you want to the audience. And I know you think there's only four people listening. There's a lot. So,
there's
a lot. So
anything that I want.
Anything you want to say, but try not to cuss. But other than that, anything you want.
God, you're putting me on blast right now.
Yeah, here we go, man.
Can I get naked first?
Absolutely.
God, yeah.
Because that would change things on a radio show.
Over the phone. Hey, Colby, I'm nude.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm naked right now.
I like it.
All right.
So everybody knows I'm naked, and feel free to come over to my house and join in this awesome orgy that I'm about to throw.
What's your social security number?
There's plenty of lube.
That's gross. All right.
Goodbye,
see you later.
Antonio.
See you guys.
I hope you're happy that the last thing you said on our show was plenty of lube. hope you're happy with yourself. Bye.
Can't redeem yourself.
Nope. Hang up. Oh, that was fun.
No change in that.
That was fun
whole
right there.
Whole bunch of lube.
Yeah, a whole bunch of lube. Let's isolate that and let's play it a whole bunch of times.
Whole bunch.
Next show we do.
Next show.
It's going to be, let's call Antonio. Whole bunch of lube, whole bunch of lube, whole bunch of lube. And if someone isolates what I just said right now and sends it to me, you're banned from my life forever. No.
Just get out.
Get out. And don't email it to Colby either because he doesn't check his email.
I, however, will take that.
You won't.
Put it, send it to me.
He won't.
Anywhere
he won't.
You want.
He won't look at it.
I won't.
Send it to Colby@duo.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I check that a lot.
Wouldn't it be awesome if one day you logged into that? Because you still have it from 2006. Uh-huh. You logged into it, and it's like you have like 800 emails from like a long-lost family member or something.
You can see all of them, though, can't you?
Me? Like I can't see what's in your inbox. No.
Huh.
I mean, I could change,
I don't even remember
I could
how
change
to
your
look
password
it up.
And then to something and then log in with that password. I suppose I could do that.
I don't even remember where to go or how to check it or anything like that. And I don't really want to check it because I'm pretty sure there's going to be like zero in my inbox.
Yeah, there will probably be nothing in there.
God, that's pointless.
Yeah, it's going to be really depressing for you.
It'd be nice if there was some stuff in there. I would like to hear from listeners since I really don't, since I'm not here that much.
That's true.
You get listener letters.
I do.
I don't get anything. Nobody responds to me. No one says anything to me over here. It's all about you, Seth. You get all the popularity, and well, I'm just a guy sitting here.
It's because I do more than one show a year.
Yeah, you know what?
I don't want to get down to technicalities here, but that's probably why I get more responses than you.
You can take that and shove it up your butt. Because that's not a valid excuse.
I'll have to go to Antonio's house because he's got lots of lube.
He's got the lube.
He's got the lube. So, okay. Major announcements you were going to make.
Well,
you were going to preface and then do the major announcements. Right?
Right.
Someone
yes.
says that they love you.
That's great.
And by someone,
that.
I mean the same person who texted Man Bear Pig, who Man I know who Bear is, Pig. But I don't want to just Jessica. Jessica says she loves you.
Well, I love every single person who listens to this show, so that means I love you too.
Okay.
A lot of love.
I'm kind of creeped out. Would you
possibly?
Would you see if you know who this is? You know that number?
Let's see here.
You know who this is?
No.
No, would you please search your phone for that number, and if you don't
just
find
to
it,
make sure.
Would you please just read all three of the messages and explain to me who that possibly could be?
Nothing on my phone.
Okay.
And first message, he is gorgeous. Second, Antonio
which
is a
directed
player.
To you okay. after your wardrobe change.
Gotcha.
Then we put Antonio on the phone, then these two messages.
Antonio's a player. And then the next message is, send his ass to me. Tongue face.
Love the tongue face, man. So accurate. So I don't know what that is,
yeah.
But Antonio, apparently you have a fan out there. So
and they want your ass.
Why do I have online? Antonio's phone number?
Because he just texted in.
No, probably I know, but like it shows up as him. So like the thing that I use, if they match a number in my address book, it shows up as their name. I have Antonio's number, and I've never talked to that kid before. Right now,
I don't know
how'd that happen.
Don't know. It's odd.
Antonio, I'm fairly certain that you hacked into my phone and added your number in.
Creeper!
Which, you know, I've got to admit, I'm pretty impressed. Yeah. So, Colby's in the middle of a major announcement. Let's get back to
not
that.
An announcement. It's just a...
just make the announcement!
General topic. I like film. I like movies. And
he
I
rubs it on his body.
Own.
He wraps himself
I
in film.
Rub it everywhere known to mankind on a human body.
Yes.
And I love it. So... due to that, I want to create my own stuff. So I have a YouTube and stuff like that. I put stupid things up that we make online and stuff. But it's just fun. It's just fun. And it's never been really serious until I just got the Canon 5D Mark II. Awesome.
Ooh,
amazing camera.
Mr. Fancy cameraman.
Ever. Ooh, so now, so I mean, we're still going to be doing the same stupid stuff that we've always been doing. Just in better
it's
going to
look a lot better.
And
just like these new microphones.
Exactly.
We're doing the same thing that we've always been doing, except now we sound so good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, well, with that, I'm going to try and do something serious later on. I have a movie idea that I do want to try and get done before I die.
Okay.
So
that's quite a while,
probably,
I hope, though, that you have to do that.
Yeah. So I've been writing the script for it. That's pretty good. I'm looking forward to that whenever it's done.
His movies are hysterical, the ones
that
you do that
are pretty funny. If you know me and you like the comedy of the show.
If you love this show, you're going to
love
the videos.
The videos.
You absolutely are. There's no
so,
doubt.
So, I mean, I can promote it. I think it's youtube.com/indulge... Studios.
But you spell indulge E-N-D-U-L-D-G-E, right? It's
right.
Not the actual indulge.
I think I changed it to that, or it could be at Colby J. Newman. I'm not quite sure.
I think they're on Colby Newman.
I think, but I changed it. It
okay.
was my account, and I changed it to
but you're not sure that you
indulge.
Changed it.
I'm trying to find out, just
you,
so I can.
You know, if I do want to give you a word of advice. If you're going to promote something, maybe
you
know
should probably
where it's
know
at.
Where it's at.
Yeah, it's going to help. Go like our Facebook page.
Yeah.
It's on Facebook
it's on
somewhere.
Facebook. I put the links on Facebook to my YouTube.
Yeah.
But I really want to find out what my stupid YouTube name is since I don't know. I don't.
It's got to be embarrassing
know.
For you right now, isn't it?
I am very embarrassed.
Oh, as
my
you should be.
My channel.
As you should be.
It doesn't say. Doesn't tell me.
Mm.
Doesn't list anything.
Oh. Okay.
It says youtube.com/user/ColbyJNewman? Question mark
feature
equals
that would be that would be your username is Colby J. Newman.
Okay. Well, then it's at Colby.
It's not at, it's just Colby J. Newman.
Just search Colby Newman on YouTube
you
and
go,
it'll pull up what
you can
what
go
I
to
have.
youtube.com/ColbyJNewman and it'll
there
pull
you
it right
go.
Up.
There. But anyways,
which is what I said a minute ago.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Yes.
But anyways, they're fun. I do them pretty often-ish, like a week or so on occasion. So if you're really craving for this show without me, you're there.
I'm craving
for it.
And
it's all about what I want to do with the friends in Wichita rather than in Manhattan.
Yeah, it's all about them, not about us.
It's not really about me at all. I just do the...
Well, it is.
Them.
It's totally Colby because he doesn't give himself credit, but he directs them. He basically writes them. Kinda. He edits them.
Yeah.
And yeah, so are we gonna make the announcement now?
Yeah, we can.
I mean, it's a pretty good segue.
It's definitely gonna happen.
I mean,
too,
if you don't want to make it, we don't have to make it.
Let's do it.
It makes a few people that are watching us and listening happy if you made the announcement.
Yeah.
I would
say. Well, the announcement is we're bringing all those videos.
I should have went to break. I should have went to break.
Why?
It just would have been funny. Well, the announcement is
God, that would be awful. We'd lose everybody because of that. Way to go.
But it would have been hilarious.
The announcement is that the videos are coming to Duo. They're going to be on Duo very shortly here. We got a few coming down the pipe that are even better than the ones that are out there right now. If you go look at them, they're a whole lot better.
Really a lot better.
A lot better quality, a lot funnier, better actors, better ideas, I would say. And they're filmed. Yeah.
They're good, and we're working on a name for the show, but and when they're going to be released and how often, but they're definitely coming to Duo Network. So I think the big announcement here is not that Colby is doing videos he's going to release. I think the big announcement here is that Colby is returning back to Duo. Yeah,
on Duo that's going to be updated pretty pretty often.
It's a big deal for me. If I was less of a man, I would cry right now. But
we still have to figure out some details and work around that. But it's
Colby's demanding
on
a lot of money.
Way.
That's what it is.
It's $1 million for my services.
He's a lot of money.
So Seth's got to figure out some way to get that going.
Buy some shirts. That would help.
Once we get that,
yeah,
the videos will be coming. But I would say here in the next month or so, definitely be checking on Duo for a new show that will be starring me. I feel like I'm going to act in it.
Good.
I'm going to act in
it. I think you should.
I got to start doing
with that
with
buddy,
me.
Man. You got to act all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm too gorgeous not to be on
You are. You're too gorgeous to be on the other side of the lens.
So that's coming.
You're not like me. I have a face for radio. You have a face for video and a voice for radio because you're a giant jerk.
Yep. I'm just so talented.
You are, man, and I hate you. I hate you for being talented.
But anyways,
the only thing I'm good at is radio and eating food.
That is a lie.
Nope.
That's a lie.
You're right. I'm only good at eating food.
Gonna stab you.
I do love food. Yep. See, someone texted in and said, you're a giant, gorgeous jerk. They also told me not to cry.
Why am I a jerk, though?
I don't remember. I feel like I called you a jerk, or maybe you called you a jerk. Is it bad that we don't remember what we say 30 seconds after
we
say it?
I said jerk. I don't think
I bet if we go back and listen,
at all.
I bet you said it.
You
could have
said jerk.
I could have.
We don't know.
But we don't know. And that's what we cannot confirm or deny that we called ourselves or any of our cohorts.
Like, we're not ESPN. We can't play replay after replay.
No, we can't. It's all up the seat of the pants of the Mongolian barbecue on this show. Once it's here, it's
gone.
Did
you say that or did I say
you
that?
You said that.
I said that
you
just
said
out
that.
Of nowhere
and
for some stupid
I said
reason.
It, apparently. We have been texted back and said that I have said it.
Said what? The jerk?
That you're a jerk.
God, you douche.
Giant, gorgeous douche.
Yep. You giant, gorgeous
That's
douche.
That's what Antonio is.
Giant,
right?
Gorgeous jerk.
Yep.
No, Antonio's just ugly.
Can we get
stupid.
Shirts that say giant, gorgeous jerk on it?
Yes. And that's all we'll wear for the eternity of any of these shows.
I'm writing that down. Giant, gorgeous jerk. How do you spell gorgeous? G-E-O-R-G-E-R-O-U-S.
You know what's funny is you're talking into that new microphone to the side of it.
I know. No one can hear me because it's so awesome.
Yep.
Isn't that the best?
That is.
Now you can hear me.
Yep.
I love this mic.
All right.
And Antonio is a player, is what has been now texted to us. Antonio, I believe Antonio is texting us compliments about himself.
I think so. Like, yes. I mean, is it coming from the phone number or not?
No, it's not coming from his phone number, but I don't think that makes a difference.
I don't either.
He could be borrowing someone else's phone.
He definitely had
like,
people
oh, Antonio is a misunderstood, awesome hottie, and he's so great, and you guys were mean to him.
He definitely texted me to promote his Twitter. And I'm not going to do that. You make your own damn show, and you promote your own
Antonio, I'm telling you right now, brother, if you want to do a podcast on Duo's Network, we can talk about that.
No, we can't.
I'm off. You're not in charge anymore,
hey.
Bro. You don't live here.
Hey.
You're not in charge of Manhattan's headquarters anymore. You.
I'm in charge of the Wichita headquarters. That's, he's down there, and I control him because he's in my section of.
And he would have to use
him.
All your equipment.
He would need to buy his way into my graces for me to give him a show.
Because you do have the capability to do a podcast down there, don't you? Because you have my small soundboard.
I do. I could do one. Yeah. I would just need to buy microphones, but that's about it.
Well, I have extras now. I can give them to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Antonio would want to, but.
Yeah, now Antonio texts, I'm down. So,
I'm down.
Good luck. You should bug Colby when he gets back home.
No, you shouldn't.
Do the Antonio Pinella show. You could talk about, like,
Antonio Pinella show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You don't think that'd be good?
Never mind. We should do this.
Yeah, okay.
And whatever he says, it's just going to be perfect.
I think it'd be great.
He's a Guido. Two, he's a douche. Three, he's kind of funny, so it would work out.
This could be our Jersey Shore, is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, every network has to have one of those stupid shows that people like that would listen
people
to.
People like that. So,
the Guido crowd. The Guidos.
Yeah. I think, Antonio, you should hook up with Colby when he gets back. Not in the way that you implied on the phone earlier, not that kind of hookup, but a different, normal kind of hookup. You should hook up with him and do a show. I would put it up. I think it'd be great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that might happen, too.
That won't happen.
No, it won't.
But it would be great if it did.
We may do a Guido-style video for him.
Oh, my God.
That would be grand.
That would be awesome.
Like he's just some Italian mob boss or something like that.
Now,
or a hitman or something.
I just have a feeling now that, like, you're going to totally monopolize everyone down in Wichita. Be like, hey, Seth, can I do a show on Duos Network? I'm like, sure, what's going to be, bud? It's like, oh, man. I have this great idea where I'm going to do, like, I'm going to be a horse trainer. And then I'll be like, okay, cool, go talk to Colby, you can use his equipment. And then you're going to call me and be like, okay, so this guy came to me, we're going to do a video now about a horse trainer. You're just going to steal everyone's ideas and make them a video.
No.
Good. No. This is the Antonio Pinella show. I'm going to be a Guido forever. This is my Guido voice. How do you like it? I don't sound like a Guido at all.
No.
Nothing like it. I don't know what I sound like.
I don't know how to
I think I sound
Guido
like
voice.
A 80s radio announcer.
Yeah,
we got the hits coming up for you right now. We're going to play you some Mario Speedwagon. And then after that, we're going to play some Hoobastank. It's going to be awesome. You're listening to 105.9 K-Tard.
K-Tard.
Yep.
You are listening to K-Tard.
I haven't done that
before.
Oh,
man,
so
he dragged this out a lot.
Okay, so yeah, there's Colby's major announcement. Colby's coming back to do it. May not be March, but it'll probably definitely be by April.
Yes,
I would pretty say that because we already really have one done. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's really I'm just waiting on a name and a release schedule, and then we're gonna get it up. So huge announcement.
And shout out real quick. If anybody did listen to the Colby and Colton show back then, we had a guest at one point. His name was Dylan.
Yeah.
And if you all recall, if you did listen to that episode, if not, go back, listen to it. I don't know which episode it is.
It's a lot of episodes. You can check out the final chapter.
Yeah, the final chapter. Yes, that one. He's on it. He's hilarious. He's the main star. He's helped me out with it. So,
DEWOH.com/Colby and Colton.
If you like Dylan, he's coming back. So,
well, and Dylan is only funnier than he was then.
Yeah.
So, like, if you can imagine that.
More funnier. Funnier.
God, we're good at
grammar. More than funny.
We're terrible talkers.
Funnier than when he was funny.
Who decided to give us a radio show?
I don't know.
Because it wasn't a good
us?
Idea. I think it was us. And no one could stop us.
No. Who would stop us?
I don't know.
No one
could stop us. No. All right, man. Well, there's the announcement. Just take our final break.
Yep.
Come back.
Yep.
It's almost over, dude.
Almost.
It's almost over.
Dang.
Come back. Close out the show.
Close it out.
Let's close it out. All right, guys. We'll be right back.
Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online radio and television. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Dude, you got a tattoo.
So do you, dude.
No.
Oh. Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet!
What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude!
What does mine say?
Sweet!
You idiot!
내 박관로 내 급제장모 산승아. Your tattoo says dude. Your tattoo says sweet. Got it?
Oh, that makes sense. Got it.
They invented the internet. You're welcome. Seth and Colby.
Thank you, and hello to everybody out there using our invention to watch this show. This is the final segment of the Seth and Colby Show, so if you want to call or text us, you better do it right now.
Right now.
You can call or text Seth and Colby from anywhere in America, 505-750-0304.
Right.
You can email Seth and Colby from anywhere in the world, email at sethandcolby.com.
That's right, Colby. It's sad that our show here is coming to an end,
it's getting close.
It is, man.
You know what's funny?
What's funny?
The back of this monitor has the word nom on it.
Why is
N-O-M.
That? N-O-M. Why?
Nom, 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 nom.
Are you saying that my monitor is going to eat people?
Yeah, it does eat people.
It does. Who does it? How? Who do you know that it is eaten?
Well, I mean, Pinella was in there just a moment ago, and it just like... Blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
You didn't see that?
I didn't. Also, I didn't care, so... might be part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it eats people. If I don't know who those people are, I don't like them, don't care about them.
I might have a thing
for Guidos. No skin off my teeth. People die every day, dude.
People die every day.
People die every day. I think eating a lot of Guidos would give you really bad heartburn. Greasy food.
Yeah, greasy Italians. And would do. Funny thing is, I'm like half Italian.
No, you're so all, like you're Guido. Full-blown Asian.
I'm Korean. I am.
Full-blown Asian.
Korean.
Yeah, well, that gives you permission to make fun of Antonio.
Yeah.
Because you are yourself.
I am.
One
in a Guido.
Really bad night away from being a Guido yourself.
One bad night away.
Mm-hmm.
What's a bad night?
Bad night where you fall asleep in a tanning bed and wake up with piercings.
Gotcha.
I think that's what it is.
That would be a bad night.
That would be a terrible night.
That would be terrible.
No, you're just one night away.
Oh,
of course,
God.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we?
Aren't we all
we
one
all
night away?
Just, from one night.
From being Snooki.
Yep.
Or being with Snooki.
God. Snooki. Destroyed the reputation of any Italian ever in the history of Italians.
Yeah, I'm sure that was it.
Minus Mussolini.
Mussolini. Yeah, that guy, he was just a play jerk.
That guy was a douche.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, yeah, I mean, we have 5 minutes really to kill before we actually got to wrap up and say thank you and, you know,
let's
to
see.
All the people who text us, you know, said they loved us, you know, laughed at our jokes, that type of thing. I appreciate
love
those people. But we don't have to thank them yet.
We don't?
We still have to provide them with 5 more minutes of content.
5 more minutes. Well, I have one more thing.
I mean, technically 10 minutes.
Here.
Technically 10 minutes.
Ten?
5 of it's going to be with Headspin in the background.
Gotcha.
So that part we don't really have to worry about because we just pad during that time.
Yep.
Just kind of like we're doing right now.
Yep. I was going to mention that I got an iPhone again just over the
road. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if I had the – I did have the iPhone 4S when I came up here last.
Yeah.
The last show.
You have left the dark side, my friend.
I have. Whoever has a droid is a dumb person. Let me just say, any Android
user – I wish you were wrong, but you're not.
– is a dumb person.
It was, or they're poor.
Or that.
Well, you can't judge people for not having enough money for it.
Yeah, but...
But really, aren't droids like the exact same price as iPhones now?
Yes, like for specific kinds, but you can get like a cheap... I don't even know who makes the cheap HTCs, if that's them. Or...
Well, Dan, I mean, you could technically get an iPhone for free, right?
Yeah, you could. If you have an upgrade, if you just start a new contract, you can get an iPhone for... S?
I think the 4S is 100.
Yep. The 4 is free.
The 4 is free. But mm-hmm. the 4 isn't a terrible phone. I
mean, no, it's not.
It's a little slow.
A little bit slow.
I mean, Chris has one. I know a lot of people that have 4s.
Yeah.
But, and they're pretty good. I mean, you don't have
the 4S Siri. Is definitely just the iPhone, except, or the iPhone 5.
Except without the screen being bigger.
Yep.
But God, that screen being bigger
makes
all the difference,
God,
man.
God, the iPhone 5. I'm never switching again. Apple's just...
I don't
it's
know.
Just too good.
I don't know why you switched in the first place.
I don't know. I just got tired of the layout. Like I did when I switched, I had a jailbroken phone, and I tried to customize my layouts and stuff like that because I'm creative, so I like to make.
You mean
my
you
own
had a jailbroken
stuff.
iPhone?
Yes.
Okay, before you switched.
Right.
Okay.
And then I didn't like how it looked, so I was like, "Well, I'll just try out something new." So then I got HTC. I got the tiny Aria or whatever it was back then, and that was stupid. And I got the Thunderbolt. And
I remember the Thunderbolt.
Stupid.
I remember you blogging it, but like, put it on Facebook, like, look at my Thunderbolt.
Well, that's
and
it was,
tremble.
That's like right when 4G came out. So I was like, yeah, I have 4G now. What's up?
Yeah, I got the Thunderbolt.
That was before Verizon even had 4G in Wichita.
Do
so
you
it was
have
completely
the Thunderbolt?
Pointless.
No, because you're a piece of crap.
I went to Florida with it one time before 4G was even in Wichita, and it had 4G down there. It was so quick. I
yeah,
was like,
there's 4G
oh
now
God.
On your iPhone in Wichita, though.
Oh, yeah. It's, absolutely.
Well, it's not even 4G.
There's 4G
it's,
here.
It's LTE.
Isn't it?
No.
It's, yeah, I have LTE here.
You do?
I bet money.
I bet you don't. Because are you on AT&T or Verizon?
I'm on Verizon.
Then I bet you do.
LTE.
Yeah, AT&T don't have it.
That sucks.
I'm still on 3G.
That
here.
Would... I would...
It's not that bad. I mean,
die.
It's not like Wichita. Like, if I go to Wichita... Well, I mean, now they have LTE. But, like, before, and I had the 3G there,
yeah.
It was so slow. And up here, it's pretty normal.
Hmm.
Like, the LTE in Wichita is just about as fast as the 3G here. I think because less people are using it.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
That would make sense.
Remember when you used to have that big Samsung... Like you gave like way back when I first met you, it was a touchscreen Samsung, and you had to like literally jam on the screen.
Oh,
to, like,
that wasn't that big. It was the Samsung Glide, I think was the name of the phone, and it had a flip out keyboard. And that thing was the worst phone on the face of the planet. That's before the iPhone even came out.
Yeah.
I think. And then,
no, iPhone was definitely out.
Was it?
iPhone was definitely out. Because touchscreen phones weren't a thing, I don't think, until
Mm-mm.
iPhone came out, right?
Well, I mean, that phone I had was a touchscreen, but it was the really crappy first-gen touchscreen.
Yeah,
that
it wasn't
they
even
would
have. It wasn't multi-touch, as they call
no.
it.
No, and then the iPhone came out, the silver back with the little black bar at the bottom. That one I liked. I liked the design of that one. And then they came out with the 3G.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
And I got that.
Well, I've had an iPhone since the 3G, and I've
yep.
never gone back. Unlike you, friend.
Unlike me.
Unlike you. But we welcome you back to the good side with open arms.
Yay.
So there you go.
Love
you always got that.
Got
and
it.
Now you got the MacBook, the iPad Mini,
yeah.
the Canon 5D Mark III, or Mark II, sorry.
Mark II.
Mark II, the iPhone 5.
I think that ends the list of Apple
Cinema
products.
Display.
Yeah, I got
Cinema
that,
Display.
So. Hopefully getting a Mac Pro
sometime soon. GoPros.
Yep.
You live like a king, so.
I am a king.
The Beats.
Yep.
The Beats. And I live like a pauper. All I have is...
You papa.
You pauper.
He's a pauper. You'll see that.
You
when
will
the
under...
Come.
Well, you might not understand it.
You
but you will
won't.
You will see it, because
yeah.
me and Colby don't even understand it. You will see it...
Once this
when,
show
yeah, when this,
happens.
When Colby's new show
here
happens.
In a month or so.
Hey, you know what time it is? A
month and a half.
You know what time it is?
What? It's been time.
It's been time. Of course, we got 5 minutes left, so it's a
sad time, man.
It is a sad time.
It's going to be another few months at most because
yeah.
my next vacation day at work is in March, and I may come up here.
But March
on that
is just
day,
next month.
Not.
Yeah, you could have a vacation.
No, sorry,
day.
It's in April. I didn't take one in March.
Okay.
I didn't take one in March. I can because I have other ones. I can just move it. So maybe.
I feel we should spread them out. Let's not spoil people.
Yeah.
Let's not spoil
people. Yeah, these are gifts.
They are gifts. We are gifting you.
It's a gift to mankind.
With us. It is.
We are so cocky.
We are not worthy of our cockiness.
No.
Because we're not that great.
No.
But this show has been great.
But this show is awesome.
Yes.
We, not so much. The show, awesome.
Yeah. So, thanks for watching, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're...
I love you.
I guess what we're saying is Colby has vacation days in April.
Yes.
If we did a show February, April, that's 2 months, then we
yep.
could do one in June.
Well, I took off a week for my birthday, and I have no vacation plans with the parental unit, so, I mean, that's possible.
Oh, we could do a birthday... Dude, that's your 20th?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
No longer going to be a teenager.
Double digits.
Yep. We can celebrate both of our birthdays that double digits.
Colby's turning 10. Sorry.
Brain may need...
Two decades. That's what I was going to say. I've been alive for 2 decades now.
Brain needs
well,
smarter is what I tried
coming,
to say.
But
I'm not smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's okay.
Yep.
I'm going to be 20 years old, man.
Yep.
I'm going to be an old dude. And I'm 20's turning...
20's going to suck.
I'm turning 26.
21.
Gonna be the worst. 21's gonna be a good age for
21
you.
21 is going to be the best.
Yep.
But
it's we're gonna have to do something fun for you.
We're gonna have to.
It's kind of a requirement,
yep.
actually.
to do something just.
I'm gonna get plastered. Like I don't. I'm not gonna remember the night. That's
I doubt
a goal.
That. I doubt that.
I want to get.
You don't really like liquor, so.
I kind of want to get arrested on my 21st birthday. Like that's a story, right?
That would be a story. Maybe. Yeah, you know, start your adult life with an arrest.
Yeah,
I think that's always
not something. Not
like
something
public
bad.
Urination.
Yeah,
yeah,
something like that. It's just gotta happen. There needs to be cops involved. It's not a traditional 21st birthday without cops. I would think. Maybe no cops.
Maybe we get a stripper dressed as a cop.
That one sounds better.
And the
male
stripper
or female
is Antonio.
Okay.
I don't know
Antonio,
if that's a good
you hear that?
Yeah. Antonio, yeah, you're stripping for Colby's 21st birthday, man. It's what you're gonna do.
Yep.
Yep. That would be terrifying.
That would be awful. I would go blind. I would go blind.
All right, man. Well, all right. So there's our schedule. We're I think for sure then we will do one for your birthday.
Right.
It probably won't be a week-long show. I mean, you took off enough time for it, but I seriously doubt probably just be like this one.
Yeah.
So look for at least another show in June, but we've got a lot of good stuff. Colby's going to come back to do it, just like we said.
Yep.
And so we've got that to look forward to.
Yep. Duo's going to be awesome this year, 2013.
It's the year of the duo.
We're going to rock it.
The year of the snake and the year of the duo.
Rocking the socket.
I don't know what that means.
Socket in my rocket, man.
I don't know.
Put my rocket in your socket.
Oh, we knew where that was going the second you said
absolutely.
The word rocket.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And socket. It just kind of makes sense.
Yeah. No,
kinda does.
It doesn't really.
Kind of rolls off the tongue.
If you
bit.
Put a rocket in the socket, it would get stuck.
Antonio said he already has the thong for it.
That's really disturbing.
It's the Colby and Colton thong.
Is it
the
really?
Coal hole. No.
Is it really?
That would be great.
That would be great.
I don't think that's it.
If I buy that
anymore.
For you, will you wear that on your 21st birthday?
On my 21st? Yeah. No, but I'll make Antonio wear it. Okay. I'll take pictures.
We'll do that then. All right, man. Well, we got less than a minute.
All right.
I guess we should say our thank yous. Who do you want to thank?
The Pope.
For retiring?
For retiring.
Okay.
Giving me a topic to rank on the Catholic religion or whatever. Rank.
Rank.
Don't know what that was.
I don't know what that means either.
I want to thank Jesus.
Okay.
And all of his many, many friends and other people.
Okay.
Lucifer.
All right. And I don't want to thank anybody.
No.
I have no one to thank.
No, but
all you thanks. See before you is my creation. All I have to me is thank Aunt Colby for showing up, of course.
Yeah, of course.
For Colby to show up and lend his hand to this little operation.
Absolutely.
It's the greatest thing ever. And to our listeners, of course.
Of course.
Yes. Thank you for watching, guys.
Thank
really,
you.
We appreciate it.
We do.
Buy some shirts. It helps Colby have encouragement to come up here. Duo.com/shop.
Yeah.
And seriously, we're going to do more than one show this month. So
definitely.
We'll see you guys around.
This month?
No, this year.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's kick this pig
in the face.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.